bitch started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me. The joke was on me.
Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Thawne.
Why don't we go late? We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be
two,
awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
All right. It's the Aristocrats. I'm still very gassy.
Yeah, you are.
When are you?
I really
you
need
gassy?
To go to a doctor.
Yeah, you do.
Are you done playing with that dog yet?
No.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We have all our links there to our MySpace message board and the like.
Yep.
This is accurate.
You can download the show from our MySpace page.
Yep.
I'm Derek. With me as always, Webmaster Matt. And
what's that?
Mailman Vaughn.
Hey, guys.
And that's it.
That's
yeah,
it.
Again.
Our show is depleting.
Yeah. They're dropping off like fucking faggots yeah. with AIDS.
What? They're getting lit on fire.
Well, Steve number one is suspended for two shows with
that's
no pay.
True.
All right.
And Carly's in Atlantic City.
Yep.
Okay.
And our other guests that, you know, are make the rounds are right.
Having babies and getting married and all the like.
Yeah, he's too important to hang out because he's getting married.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. Who needs that shit?
Well, good news. Mm-hmm. Stephen Hawking is safely on the ground. He didn't die in space. He went up on this roller coaster jet thing that they do down in Florida.
Yes, that's right.
Cost like something like $3,700 to do.
That's it?
Which he yeah. has. So,
which well, I thought you actually went into space. I thought they
no,
like,
no. It's a
yeah. Well, I know now.
Thing, yeah.
Basically, which this sounds like the most dangerous thing you can ever do ever.
Yeah.
You get in a jet and they basically fly up as high as they can and then plunge towards the ocean. And in the middle somewhere, you experience a simulation of zero gravity.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I guess they couldn't just bring him to NASA.
Well, no.
They probably just, did.
I think eventually they're going to try and do that.
I'm sure he probably...
I think he's been to the NASA, the space...
I'm sure he
camp.
Has his own lab there.
I'm sure he has his own shuttle that he's just waiting to get...
He's got
permission.
His own handicap spot there.
Well, they got pictures of him online.
Oh, and it's freaky.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Just picture him. It looks like he's Photoshopped. It looks like him in the chair, but just floating in air.
It looks like he's inside a giant mechanical uterus.
There's him and there's an apple like, floating around for some reason. But, I mean, really, like, he's in the same exact position. You always see him. He's got his shoulder, like, up to his ear. He's got his hands and his legs, like, together.
He's, like, fetal
but he's
position.
Just, yeah, he's just sitting in air. Like, they cut him out of a picture and just put him there. I don't think this happened.
Yeah,
this was a hoax.
He might have done it with a couple of little tweaks to his cheek and his eye.
He did it on a soundstage. In Arizona.
But if you look in that picture, you could see his eyes are probably like all wide. He's just completely, like, probably in his head, he's probably just completely shitting his pants.
Wow.
Because he can't move.
He can only do several things. I think he can move his eyes
and
his lips, and that's about it.
Yeah. And his hand to type.
No, he doesn't type.
He does not type.
He has a sensor on his mouth that scrolls through words, and he selects them with his eyes.
Oh, really?
Like, he'll just, like, twitch his mouth until he gets to a word and then blink. And it pops up,
I
and then he can
like,
play them all.
I guess
holy
it's kind of like a T9
yeah.
on a cell phone, sort of. Honestly, yeah.
It'd be
must
predictive
be.
Text.
Yeah, basically.
Effing predictive text.
But,
I want to go good, damn, mental.
Yeah, he can't really say that many words. Anytime you ever hear him talk or an imitation of it, he can't talk that fast.
No,
he can't talk that fast.
Well, he can't actually say anything, can he?
I'm saying he can't translate it into his speech program more than like 15 words a minute.
So everything has to be like pre...
Yeah, basically has to be put together.
But I think he has enough words in that Rolodex that they give him that he's able to get out like good amount of, you know, good sentences.
Sure he does.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak like I speak. I mean, come on.
He might even speak a little better.
That'd be funny if it's...
Tons better.
Somebody put it all in like lead speak. He's
maybe.
Like saying he pwned space and all that.
Well, he's been, what did I hear? He was talking about this maybe a year ago, doing this.
Yeah.
And I think they just need to, like, besides, like, they'll take the money, whatever. They'll take the money and let you do it. But I guess they needed, like, clarification to get the right people in there so he wouldn't, you know, get hurt.
Well, yeah, obviously, because he's not a normal person.
Yeah.
It's like it's like bringing a cripple into space. I don't know why you'd ever do that, except if it's the smartest man on Earth.
And he was, and I heard, either, like, he did an interview with somebody or he wrote a paper about how he wants, like, he hopes, hopefully, by the time he dies, hopefully before that happens, that we will actually be able to get space missions to the moon or to Mars
like normal space missions, just like astronauts, like people actually going to these.
I don't know what time he dies. He should have died like 30 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
but he's hanging on,
and he's a ladies' magnet. I've been told.
Not exactly. Well, he has had an affair in his crippled state.
Oh God, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you?
He like cheated on his wife and had an affair with his secretary or something.
His nurse.
His nurse.
Yeah, his nurse.
How?
I don't know. He can't function at all.
It probably gets.
No, he can't do anything.
No, he can move his eyes and his mouth.
Hey, we just had like 17 muscles. That's about.
Yeah, he can wink at her. That's about it.
I think that wink was pretty.
Yeah. I don't even know if he can isolate one eye and wink.
I don't know.
I think it's got to be both. He's just blinking at her.
But no, he can't really do anything at all, and somehow this man manages to have an affair.
Yeah. I envy him,
he's probably very, very fucking rich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that helps.
It does. But the women that he's been with have not exactly been lookers either.
Oh, no. I mean, come on.
So, whatever. Good for him. Congratulations.
He took eight turns in the jet, eight. He went up into zero gravity. It only lasts for like 25 seconds.
Yeah,
but that's like.
And then they turn around and do it again. I guess I don't know.
But still, like it's a lifetime practically. It feels like forever.
I can imagine.
Like what is it? When Penn Jillette had the radio show, right?
Yeah,
he talked about that for one afternoon.
Oh, like did he do that? Oh, they do it in Vegas now.
Well, yeah, but he did it originally in Florida.
Yeah,
and to what I remember, what he was telling us about was that he was doing it naked.
Oh,
well, I'm gonna go ahead and stop you right there, Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. And I think at one point he puked himself, so he's swimming around naked with puke flying.
I mean,
all
weightlessness
over the place.
Does a lot of wacky shit to you. They had like all kinds of medical staff on board for him, because I mean when you come back down, I think you're like almost double your body weight.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you see the astronauts coming out of the like spaceship, and like they can't walk; they have to be carried out because they feel like they're like 400 pounds.
Yeah. That's why the wives and the kids can't hug them when they get out; they have to decompress because they'll just destroy their insides.
Yeah.
But crush them like
your
something
blood
like
flows differently.
Oh yeah, it's
your bones react differently, and so for him to do this was a. But they said they modified the flight slightly so that he doesn't get, you know,
die.
They put extra padding inside.
Well,
It says the doses of weightlessness didn't last quite as long as usual. The pullout was slightly gentler. Four physicians and two nurses, which I'm sure he was. Winking at, monitored Hawking's blood pressure, cardiac readings, and blood oxygen levels throughout the flight to make sure the up and down effect wasn't too taxing.
Too taxing.
Well, you know, Hawking could stop the roller coaster, really. He was in Six Flags. And return to the base at any time merely by gesturing with a grimace. Like, what if he had to, like, fart or something?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he just let it out.
He's like, get down!
No!
Oh, Christ. His personal physician was there, said there was enough equipment on board the plane to set up a mini intensive care unit if needed.
Fun.
Well, like, I guess the whole precaution is just, like, when it does go out of weightlessness and if they don't have him situated, I guess if he falls and hurts himself.
Yeah, which was highly likely. I'm surprised that he did as well, even though they modified the flight.
All they do is like this. Yeah. You're bouncing off the walls, off the sides, everything.
Yeah.
So he had to at least, like, they had that picture, he's straight ahead.
I'm sure they took every precaution because at this point, astrophysics cannot afford to lose him.
No.
they really can't.
So, yeah, good for him.
Yeah, he also wants to boost commercial space flight, which they've been talking about for years.
He's going to have to fund it himself because nobody else is going to do it.
Yeah. No, seriously. Who's the guy Virgin?
Yeah, they want to do it.
Well, really? He just got with the XPRIZE 2 years ago, was it? When they actually got a plane, they actually got a ship actually into space.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot about that.
And they're actually setting that up. The people who won that, they pretty much, you know, said, okay, come with us.
Yeah.
And they're slowly doing it. It's been 2.5 years now, and they just got prototypes of what they're going to look like.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody else just come back from space? Somebody famous? From, like, Russia or something? Oh, was that billionaire or whatever?
Oh,
yeah.
Wanted
to go in this. He paid, like, Russia some X amount of ridiculous monies.
He's billions of dollars.
I heard,
billions of rubles to go into space.
I heard from one of the tech shows that I listened to.
You heard.
That Bill Gates wants to do it.
Oh,
he wants to go into space.
Oh, yes, yeah, I heard about that, too.
You know, but Like, his shareholders won't let him do it until after he retires, probably. Yeah. Because if he dies, hell's going to break loose.
Yeah, he's retiring soon, isn't
like
he?
Like, in a couple, like a year or two, yeah. I think.
How old is he? He's like 45,
yeah,
maybe?
He's not that old,
about
really.
That? Yeah.
I know there is a striking resemblance between Bill Gates and Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
I think they're part of an alien...
They're
plot.
Nerds,
like,
dude.
They were seated.
Surprised.
They were seated. No, they look a lot alike. Like, really if you were to cripple Bill Gates and kind of stretch out his face in, like, different directions unnaturally, he would look like Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking's got the Play-Doh face version of
I think this whole going into space thing is them trying to get back home. I think that they've been genetically programmed to go back to home base after, so they've reached critical fame.
Well, I think Bill Gates wants to do it because what has he been doing for the last 30 years? Just working his ass off,
changing the world of
and
technology.
Changing the world of technology and trying to abolish AIDS in Africa with his wife.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what a lot of their money goes
to. Well, at least we know one thing will happen.
His house, I was reading about his house years ago. I'm sure it's even more crazy now. Mm-hmm. For him and his family, I guess his wife and kids, when they walk into the room changes to their specification.
Mood rooms.
That includes temperature instantly. Mm-hmm. That includes television. That includes pictures, wallpaper, any colors in the room change.
It's like a mood room. Yeah.
It's like walking into like a plasma screen. Everything just changes for you.
That's awesome.
This is his own little holodeck.
And they just know when that person walks in and it changes. Yeah. I don't know what happens when like three people walk in.
All hell breaks loose. Yeah.
Basically. Bye-bye, Microsoft.
Anyway. But, when he said he retires, like, when he dies, like, a good shitload of his money is going to go to research.
Of course.
And then, he's going to leave, like, a decent amount of money for his kids to at least have something to rely on.
Hey,
like,
I'm sure they'll be all right.
Decent being probably $1 billion.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think he said decent means when he still wants his kids to actually work for a living.
What a dick.
$500,000 a piece, kids.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
You
like
got
that.
10 years of comfortable living. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, you're done.
They make people like that do charity, don't they?
What? Kinda.
Like, they basically say, like, you know, you got all this money.
Yeah.
You have to give some of it away.
You can't possibly spend it all on yourself.
Oh, no. Oh, well, you mean
it gets to a point where, you know, you don't need... I mean, they can never go through that kind of money.
Yeah.
What's her name?
You'd have to start buying countries.
Yeah,
the only way you can do it.
Start resolving some kind of deficit.
Yeah,
a shitload of those type of kids where it's like they inherit like a shitload of money on their 21st birthday from their great grandfathers their parents have been slowly rolling in money they're either like hotel heiresses and or
those things.
Well, Matt's getting a house.
Yeah, basically.
I don't think I'm getting anything.
I'm probably not either.
I think they're selling everything.
I think my parents are ever gonna die.
Nah, they're in good shape.
They really are. They're better shape than any of us.
It's true.
Better shape than
Jesus
you.
Christ.
They really
Jesus.
Are.
My father still, like, jogs to work and shit. He's going to be 60 this year.
He's insane.
Jesus Christ.
He's a piece of man, let me tell you.
He's a hunk of man. He's a hunk of man.
Your mom looks no older than what, like her late or mid-40s?
I don't know.
Last time I saw her?
We talked a little bit about her.
We talk about that every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Creep out there just a little bit more.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks.
No problem, Derek.
Thanks a lot.
So anyway, Stephen Hawking is a god. What's next?
Well, going on to the more
humorous
low level of and Stephen Hawking went into simulated space, and Hugh Grant threw
a tub of
baked beans at a photographer.
He got arrested for it, didn't he?
Did he?
I think that's what I heard.
Bad boy.
I was watching some shitty.
I saw
thing
it.
This
yeah,
morning.
Yeah. All I read was Hugh Grant arrested again. That was it.
He abused and kicked him Tuesday, the photographer, before lobbing the beans.
What?
They actually have a picture of him, not on here, holding up the beans, I guess right before he threw them.
What? Well, wait,
it was like a tub of baked beans? Where do you get a tub of baked beans?
Was he at like an Acme or like a
I don't know where it was.
A Pathmark or something like that? Like a Costco?
Pathmark.
I can't even, like, why would there even be a tub of baked beans anywhere?
Well, he's British.
Yeah, but come on.
They eat beans like they're going out of style, dude.
I don't know.
Every other freaking meal they have has baked beans with it.
You know this.
I know, right?
I'm
what
a
the
fat
fuck?
Bastard. I eat a lot of food. I know these things.
Hanging out with the limeys.
A lot of food in a lot of countries.
God.
Limeys ain't British, bad. They like their baked beans.
The limeys ain't bad. And you see their women? Jesus Christ.
What about them?
They may have some fucked up teeth, but they looking damn right good. Yeah, shit.
Okay. All right. Lucy Pender. Whoops.
Oopsie daisy.
Anyway, Was this a paparazzi or was he like at a premiere or something like that?
No, it was a paparazzi who was following him around.
Who the fuck carries a can of baked beans with them, though, really?
I don't know. A tub. They called it a tub.
A tub.
He buys a tub of baked beans.
Big old bucket of beans.
He went to Costco before.
Bucket O apostrophe beans. It's like a bucket of chicken. Beans.
That's disgusting.
It really is.
Drink it.
Oh, my God.
Like, so like the Black Widow. What was that that eating contest girl?
Oh, the Chinese girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Refried beans or baked beans?
I don't know. She would everything. Drink it. I saw her in the hot dog eating contest.
You see her every year.
Yeah.
She comes in like second.
Yeah.
Because that one Chinese guy comes in first all the time.
What was she? Just under like 100 pounds?
She's like, yeah dead 100 pounds. Like we're flat 100 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, soaking wet. She's like 105.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do Asians eat? Because then there's the other guy.
They were
Kobayashi. Yeah. The Japanese
they were
guy.
Talking about that, actually. I think it was like a... They were going over the whole thing. It was like this weird little documentary where they're talking about competitive eaters.
Yeah.
And all the guys in our country are these fat, grizzled, messy-looking fuckers.
Yeah.
And
they only eat because their stomachs are huge. But the other ones eat because their stomachs are positioned in a different way.
Well, like, it's that. It's like they do, like, they do, like, certain exercises where they're able to digest and hold things better and not get so bloated.
Yeah, there's also a few things that just come naturally to those people that they're just kind of gifted.
Like Kobayashi and the woman, I can't remember her name now.
Sonia.
They kind of get flown around because they're like, they're freak shows. They're so small and they can eat a large amounts of shit.
Mm-hmm. They win a lot of money doing this. They don't have to work really.
And the guys in our country, they drive from state to state during the summers, like from now till September.
They just drive, do it for the free food.
Well, no, they do it for the same thing. They're trying to get recognition and they're trying to be somewhat famous in the oddest fucking way of being famous.
Yeah. Anyway.
And this whole thing was just about this these two guys driving from state to state doing competitions, and they'd fail miserably. They were coming in like fifth or sixth.
No, that's not good.
No,
I can't even imagine how much they ate too. To be fifth or sixth place in one of those.
When did that become like a sport, though?
Because it's always been around.
It's always been around.
Appalachia, like, probably, and beyond, like Midwest.
Yeah, but like it's always been around, but it was never taken seriously.
No, now it's
out of nowhere.
Everything can be a competition now.
Out of nowhere, I hear about competitive eating. Yeah. And it's like, isn't that like a food contest, like a hot dog eating contest?
Yeah, that's
like,
all it is.
When did they become athletes?
The last 3 years, because ESPN has been showing the Nathan's hot dog eating contest now for like, I think this will be their fourth year.
And I usually catch it when it's on. It's on July 4th.
Yeah.
And I'll usually catch it, and it gets more and more ridiculous every year. Like, it started off, it was just like, oh,
20 hot dogs.
There's a bunch of fat dudes with beers. And
ESPN,
and now they're like doing push-ups and shit. Yeah. And
putting
away 53 hot dogs, like, eating the hot dogs two at a time, and then eating the buns.
Like, they used to
dunking
do it
them
where,
in water. Ew.
Used to do it where they, like, bring an intern out there and have, like, one camera on the whole thing. And now
it's
like
a
so
huge thing,
set up.
They're going to have pyrotechnics and shit next year.
It's like a it's a five-shot, it's unbelievable.
Five-shot.
They got two of their guys, and they're two,
They have to have, like, a truck to keep track of all the footage.
And they're being
video
very
footage,
they're, like,
get
whispering.
A good angle.
They're whispering as they're eating like crazy. They're like, and he's jamming that sound all the way down his mouth.
Nah, I think it would be a lot louder.
Yeah, they're a little crazy.
I picture it, like, in a dodgeball.
Oh, yeah.
like the way that was set up. It was like ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's psycho.
And you
got to
imagine the people who go to them.
Oh, I want to go to that 1 year. I
would go if it was around. I wouldn't go out of my way.
Well, I'd go into Coney Island to see it.
Well, yeah if I happened upon it, but I wouldn't make plans.
I think people are actually starting to get to the point where they think they can compete because Americans are getting so fat.
They really are.
They say 25 hot dogs isn't really a lot. I think I'm going to enter. You got to beat like 53.
What is it?
If I have two hot dogs, I'm done.
What is it? We tried it last year with the White Castle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just pretty much like continuing the saga of violence, so to speak.
Well, I think we did that in direct relation to talking about something like this.
Did we?
Yeah. That came up, and we were like, we should do something. So we did the White Castle.
I thought it was just an excuse to eat White Castle.
It might have been.
It was.
It might have been.
We got to do that again.
I'm hungry. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Harf.
Yeah. Well, as soon as it opens, that's the first thing we have to do is another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Live show.
We walked up there. Hey, can I get a 3 Crave cases?
No.
What?
No.
Bugged out. Yeah.
They didn't want to give it to us.
90 burgers.
That was a lot.
It was like $67 or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was the three of us, too. So she's like, oh, God.
Yeah, one for each of us.
Fat fucked you.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. It was
a lot of burgers. Who won that? Craig won
Craig won that.
He's the king of the castle.
Yeah, he'll always be the king of the castle.
18 burgers?
That's a lot.
It's not even a lot, really, if you think about it.
That's one kid.
We were just talking about people eating fucking 57 hot dogs.
Yeah,
Craig
but
ate.
For the average person, that's not average.
No.
That's and that's
not.
Over the course of a half hour.
What did I have? Like,
I think
not even 10?
11.
11?
10 or 11.
I didn't get 10. I died.
I had 16, I think.
After we did that. They were all left here. We had a bunch left over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how long did that take you to finish?
I went out, like, the day or two after, and I came home drunk. And I was just like, holy shit, we got White Castle burgers.
That's right.
And I microwaved, like, two of them, and I ate them. I'm just like, nah, that's not enough. I ended up having, like, seven of them.
Two becomes three. Three becomes four.
I woke up.
Four becomes 12.
And I felt like I got beat up with, like, a bat. It was horrible. I was like, why do I eat this?
I think Craig had them, too, that weekend.
Yeah.
He had more White Castle.
I think the next day he went out and had White Castle.
Yeah, he wanted to do another contest, actually, on the following show.
Yeah.
Grossly delicious.
That'd be just great if we just did it for the 2 hours, just eating White Castle as we're speaking.
We might as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's really disgusting.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a pussy.
Yeah, that's why I didn't post any of the chicken wing shows, because it was just us eating.
Sound like a bunch of people sticking fingers in pussy. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Nasty, stinky. Okay. Right. What, am I going too far?
No.
A little bit.
Not far enough.
Keep going, so, Vaughn. Keep going.
Come on. Give us some more, Vaughn. Some more heavy breathing. What the fuck's going on over there?
Yeah, right?
Getting all hot and bothered just by...
Yeah, thinking about pussy, I'm definitely getting a little hot and bothered.
I don't think so.
How you doing, Matt?
Okay.
This is interesting.
No.
Out of Dublin, the rising popularity of text messaging on mobile phones poses a threat to writing standards among Irish school children.
Oh. Uh-oh.
And I would imagine all school children. And it is getting out of hand.
Yep. Oh, hold on, Derek. I'm answering text.
Oh,
right
sure.
Now.
Go ahead.
So dumb.
Okay.
Okay, you done?
Yeah.
Okay. When I text, I text like I type. I don't know.
Me too. Complete thoughts.
I text like I type.
Which is terrible.
And you never respond to my text.
You text like you talk.
Yeah.
What you do.
Shut the fuck up.
Like a fucking caveman. Just gonna change your name to Neanderthal.
Dublin, drink tonight.
Yeah. We go in dub.
I don't think you need to really, you know,
what?
Spit out like, I don't know, like a Shakespearean verse.
It's more difficult to do that. It's more difficult to put things improperly. You have to think about it in order to do it wrong.
I don't need to think about it.
Okay. What?
No, nothing.
I'm
just texting. It's horrible.
Yeah. Kids are doing it nowadays to the point where they're writing reports in like lead speak or in text speak.
And they're ending with like, hey, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
My cousin writes like that, all caps, all abbreviations. Like, and I actually have to sit there and try and read it. I don't know. It's like another language.
Yeah, that's terrible.
They might as well be like talking ancient Swahili to me. I don't know.
I hate lead speak.
Okay. Well, that's annoying.
Lead
that's
speak
just
is
immature.
So fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like if you're on AIM or even if you're texting,
yeah.
They'll just and you're like, what the fuck? Where, huh?
Yeah.
why did numbers become letters? Yeah. The fuck?
Well, thank God that whole every other word has to be capital thing kind of died off.
Oh yeah.
Every other letter.
That's what I meant. Every other letter.
Every other letter. That was so stupid. Because that takes so much fucking effort.
You know? They actually had like programs where you could type stuff and it'll transpose it into
remember
AOL.
Faders.
No.
You don't remember that in chat rooms?
Oh, where it would,
the text would be like one color in the beginning and then it would fade out to another color.
Yeah.
Remember AOL?
Uh-huh. Yes,
that,
I do.
That had that.
I had AOL in like 1995,
yeah.
I think it was.
I had it in like 96.
It had back then AOL, like, I guess since everybody was dial-up, it had a very strict time limit where you would go on and it would log like every minute that you were on. So, you know, when you went over, it would start charging you extra money.
Yeah. Right.
It had something on it that would make you idle all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It would just tell AOL that you were idle, so you wouldn't get charged any extra minutes at all.
And it worked for a while. Like a couple
until
years.
Until they made a new AOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing was fucking awesome.
It really was. You could fuck with people, get their information.
It had,
it was just
I remember that.
What was that song it had on the splash? It was like Dr. Dre or something.
Oh, the Chronic, right?
Was it Chronic? Is that it? Okay, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
My God, that was so long.
God, all those things. And like
yeah.
NetBus and Back
Oh,
Orifice.
God, not this again.
Oh, my God.
Back Orifice. Webmonster Mike became a savior to all the people who had Back Orifice on their computer. He would open up a text file and start typing on their screen telling them that they had Back Orifice and get
rid
of it.
Dear idiot.
Yeah.
If someone sends you something called, like, Mariah Carey screensaver. Don't open it.
The back orifice messiah.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I've told you this before. I don't know if I said it on the show when I fucked up that guy's porn collection.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, just these awful like amateur pictures of porn. I'm just like, this is gross.
Of like himself.
Yeah, and then I look and his computer's in the background and I can see it because you can do screenshots of their desktop.
Yeah.
So it was the same desktop pattern. And I was like, oh my god, this is this guy. So I just did a JPEG search and delete.
Everything.
And then I fucking left.
Oh,
I was like, screw you.
He's probably freaking out.
Oh,
dude.
He tied up this fat chick with like 80s hair.
Oh,
it was horrible.
Yes.
Oh, god. Man.
Those were fun, though.
Oh, back in
what,
the day.
Fat chicks with 80s hair?
What?
Yep.
Not that exactly.
Only if you have some Faygo to go along with them.
Mm-hmm.
A trunk full of it.
A trunk full of fat chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Car full of Faygo.
Yeah.
I stab people.
Oh.
The back orifice was fun, though. But then they would try to scare you. You'd have like blockers where it'd be like, we have your IP address.
Oh,
we're
going
to contact your service provider.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's something on that like now. Like, there's some weird little thing like people posted on their MySpace pages where it's just like, it's like a, it looks like it's a, like a post out of like a Zelda game, you know, and you go up to walk and you read it and it tells you exactly your IP address. It says, oh, you are blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, it tells
IP
you all your
address.
Computer information.
And I'm like,
you can do that yourself.
So
you can,
stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dumb.
Like, you're scaring me because you're telling me my IP address. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah. There was this one website. I forgot. Maybe it was like a ROM website. And on the bottom crawl on Internet Explorer, it would say, like, you know, deleting contents of
C drive. Yeah, yeah.
And it would have like a little dot, 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 dot. And eventually they put something up. They're just like, it was a joke. You know, we're not deleting your C drive. We can't do that.
Oh, well.
And then what was that movie with the fucking, was it The Net where they had... She was on the internet, and there was like a little icon on the bottom.
Yes.
And she clicked it, and all this like classified information popped up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie is so fucking ridiculous.
Wait, who was that?
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like,
oh,
like
God,
all the
screens of things downloading and shit.
Yeah.
It was so hokey and gay.
It really
was. I hated that movie. I just like Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Wasn't Dennis Miller in that film, too?
Yeah,
he was like
the
best friend.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but there's a website that had that. Like, you scroll down, it had that little icon, and you clicked it, and it just went this whole thing about how, like, that can't happen.
That's just ridiculous.
Like, you can find just by clicking a link, find classified information from the government.
She's like fucking Mystique.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Just
what is it? What's that movie that's out now with Bruce Willis and Halle Berry?
Some
Stranger?
Movie where he's probably gonna have lots of sex with her.
Well,
in it?
it's called Perfect Stranger, and it's another movie where she plays like a reporter. And there's a scene I saw.
Stranger.
Yeah, when I saw the thing, I thought it was a movie version
Balky.
Of a TV show. Yeah.
Oh,
I was like,
god.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome. Then my friend was telling me it was a shitty film with Bruce Willis, and I was like, ugh. But there was a scene I saw online where she's trying to like hack into this guy's
hack into his pants because you know that's gonna happen in that movie.
Well, no. Some odd reason she's a reporter, and one of her reporter people was able to hack into the guy's computer, and her with like a 2 gig like flash drive was able
Christ.
To steal like. Shitloads of information off of it. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, no way. How did you get past their firewalls if it's a big
firewall?
Company?
Oh, no. This is the real movie.
I wish there was a movie, man. I'd so freaking be on it. I'd be in the line every damn day just to see it.
I wouldn't go that far.
Definitely not. Oh, this is the original.
Yeah.
It's like the worst quality.
It really is. Stuff like a 18th generation VHS.
I know, what the fuck? They had to get copies out to all their friends. She can't miss Perfect Stranger.
I know.
I did like that show, though.
Yeah. Don't worry,
reason.
Mom. I taped it.
Bringing it to
I
the office.
I don't miss VHS at
Neither
all.
Do
I still got to do that every once in a while.
What?
Like tape stuff? Like
I don't even have a VHS. Somebody gave Carly a VHS of like a Lewis Black show,
yeah.
And she's like, "I can't even play this. I don't even know what to do with it."
Well, what is it? Because with Lost, like this season, they went to 10 o'clock, and my mother didn't stay up past 9.
Oh God!
So she was like, "Oh, tape it," and then like out of the blue, I taped it once, and I was like, "Oh, this is so annoying. I don't want to do this."
Right.
So I know that they used to do them like online. I was going through ABC's website, and all of a sudden I said, "Oh wait, they're showing them on the thing." Mm. And ever since then, now she goes like, you know, she'll come home from work like on Thursdays,
Yeah.
And sit there and watch the show and then sit there and lambast me for like 45 minutes. Like, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? I'm like, you just watched it like I did. What the hell? I don't know anything.
No. I can't get into TV that much anymore.
No,
and plus, like, all the VHS tapes I have are like 6 or 7 years old, and the quality has just gone straight to shit. Like, it's all twisted out and pulled out. You know, it's like a tape I keep taping shit over.
Rip at it every now and then. I don't know.
I get angry.
I just keep taping over. So, like, the last time I did it, you could just, it's so grainy.
You're supposed to do
shit.
That, though. You're supposed to tape once. Just tape.
Yeah.
And then tape over that, and it's supposedly better.
No.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't understand why. There has to be some kind of scientific reason for it. Just like there's a sign.
I guess we'll never know because no one's ever going to use a VHS.
I don't know if that's true because I have a lot of like weird bootlegs of movies and stuff like that.
No.
You can't find. No, really. Right. Me, no bootlegs. that are just like maybe like they're second or third generations from other tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just look like shit.
Yeah.
And it's like a fresh tape.
I hate it when you get like a bootleg DVD from something, like some rare movie or like a European version of some movie.
Yeah.
And it's just a DVD of a tape.
It's a DVD burn. Yeah, it's just a burn off the tape.
Yeah, it's like, just give me the tape then, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Well, not you, because you're not going to be able to watch it.
No, that's true now.
So you got to deal with it.
I don't even know if I'm going to have TV anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Like, because you can get anything online.
That's true.
I do like the on-demand, though.
I was just going to say, not everything. We were just, what we were watching.
What do you like on-demand?
Well, no, the friggin', what the hell is it called? Like HBO On Demand and all that shit.
All that stuff.
Like watching stuff. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Well,
besides like Lost and maybe like some of the shows before I come here, like maybe like Earl or 30 or like Office, it's the only time I watch the TV.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm watching movies or stuff I burned off
I've gotten
for free.
Big quotes up there.
Yeah.
We also have the DVR, which is just the greatest invention ever.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's just TV on your time. And they're going to screw that up eventually, and then I'm just going to go to the internet.
It still
hasn't let me down. After all these years, you can still get free music and free TV and free movies and whatever.
There's nothing that can be done.
I know.
They have to eliminate the internet.
I know.
They're just going to have to suck it up and say, guess what? We're going to have to make life difficult again.
Put it back to military grade.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Not even.
No.
Blow up every fucking server.
You can't download anything. Everything's read only.
Yeah, if they did that, you know how much, this country would go to shit?
Like, people would just be setting up pirate servers and all that.
Well, they went back to how it was back in the 80s. Like, just the military is able to use it. Yeah. So many internet companies, all these companies are booming now that were booming like in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Just straight out flat. Everybody would be broke. It would be like a depression. Like a virtual depression.
Virtual depression.
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
I know, I would be depressed.
Yeah.
Literally, what would you do without the internet right now?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Get skinny?
Go outside, breathe air,
get some pigment.
Like a suntan or two?
Maybe.
Take a walk.
Going back towards the era of NetBus and Back Orifice. Do you remember when Net Zero was free?
Yeah, when it actually was Net
Zero. Had that big bar on the screen.
Yeah.
And if you like, say you went to play a game that had full screen mode, it would eventually come up and say it was going to log you off.
Yeah.
In like 10 seconds if you didn't come back to
it's like, no.
Yeah, I remember somebody telling me about this, and I was like, no. I was like, that's impossible. Like, how the fuck can they get servers up without any money?
Yeah.
Somebody who had a lot of money must have gotten into it.
Yeah, must have backed.
But, yeah, and then I went in. I made the email address and everything, signed up. Mm-hmm. You don't really have to. You didn't have to put much information in at all.
No.
And boom, I was on the internet for free.
For a while you were on there, right?
Probably about as long as they offered it for free, I was using it.
Yeah,
because I still didn't have.
DSL. That's when 56K was it.
That was it.
Remember when I first got on the internet? We were using a AOL account from my uncle who lived in upstate New York.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of sharing.
Yeah.
Accounts. Oh yeah. Didn't you do stuff like that too?
Oh yeah. My cousin had an account. And I was just like, you know, so I shared with them. But every once in a while, I'd be like, user blah blah blah, I signed on.
Oh yeah.
And
you
wouldn't be able to get on.
No, that doesn't exist anymore.
My friend still got AOL.
Yeah, I still have it for the email.
Me too. No, he's still got AOL and he's still got dial-up.
They have a free AOL. Yeah. They have free AOL email.
Oh, yeah, you can get that, right? Yeah.
Well, you could get an instant messenger and instant messenger mail for free.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still has AOL. Which
and even if you cancel your AOL account, yeah, they let you keep your email.
I still have the internet. Yeah,
web-based email for free.
But I don't use it.
But his email's like nothing now. You can go anywhere and get an email address.
Obviously. Yeah. But yeah, my mother still, for whatever reason, she won't let go of the AOL. I guess it's just easier for her to use.
Well, it was very dummy-proof.
Yeah.
It was just, there was just big shiny buttons that you would click.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Keyword.
I wish you would get rid of it.
I'm looking for, like, wedding information. It would bring it to, like, a little wedding screen. Oh, this is great. I'm on the internet.
We had, like, yeah, a buddy of mine, he's had AOL and dial-up since you can get AOL and dial-up. And he had, his mother's like, and I'm like, I tell him every time I see him, I'm like, dude, upgrade. You can afford it. Tell your mother you'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Just fucking get DSL or something, or cable, something, man.
DSL's don't awful. Get DSL.
Oh, DSL sucks. But
I'm letting the whole fucking internet know right now. If you're on DSL,
I had DSL.
And you have
you're
another option,
screwed.
You're dumb.
I had DSL before.
Well, it's cheaper. Dumb. It's like $30 and cable's $50.
Yeah.
But cable's like what? How much faster?
100 times. And if you want DSL at the same speed as cable and it still won't be as reliable, you have to pay so much more.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
What was it? Maybe last
year?
Should
be illegal.
Last year, my parents were thinking about it. They're like, oh, we're going to get rid of the cable modem. I was like, no.
No, you're not.
What are you going to do?
That's like saying we're going to get rid of food.
No. Oh, no. I was like,
you know what, Vaughn? We're not going to buy food anymore. We decided it was better for the house.
No. No, they were like, we're going to go back to DSL. It's so much cheaper. I'm like, DSL sucks.
It really
does.
No way.
Don't. And they're like, why not? And I'm like, remember when we had DSL? Like we had it like when
horrible.
when it was first brought up. Like my parents automatically changed from the phone line to DSL, and it's like, oh yeah, it worked kind of okay. And then all of a sudden, when everybody else was on it, it sucks shit.
The closer you are to the office, the better it is.
Yeah.
A friend of ours, Backpat, the he
Dr.
had
Pat?
Dr. Pat, who I think we've mentioned before.
Mr. Black.
He lived across the street from the main office for DSL.
That's awesome.
And it was unbelievable, he said. It was so fucking fast. It was never down. You know, so I guess it was like having cable.
Yeah, probably.
But this was back at the end of high school, so that was like 99, whenever it was like starting to get out there, 99, 2000.
I had it when I lived in Philadelphia, and I was in a building.
Yeah.
And it was like, it would run for like a solid 2 minutes straight. And then I would just have like a 10-second outage where everything would stop.
Yeah.
And then it would come back up. It's so annoying. Like something would be loading and it would just stop. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Nope.
And 10 seconds is forever when you're like browsing the way we do, like fast. It's just like, oh, I just got to stop.
Extreme browsing. Fuck. Yeah. I don't know what I would do without the cable internet now.
Yeah. What's the new fiber optics? Is that faster or is it about the same?
It's not that it's new. But
it's something that they've been trying to
get out.
Well,
I know it's not new, but Verizon is pushing it as an alternative to cable.
I think it would definitely be the next revolution.
Yeah.
And then there are, I guess, different grades of it.
Is it faster?
But, yeah.
Yeah, but you're like...
How much faster can you get, though, really?
Well,
how much faster do you need?
No, I know. Well, eventually it could be to the point where... one side of the globe to the direct opposite at the furthest distance could be instantaneous if you had basically like light point to each side.
As opposed to a fraction of a second delay.
Well, obviously for downloading and everything, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But it would be like loading, like copying a file to your drive, like no faster than the computer can actually process.
Yeah, give it like another 2 years and everybody would be all over this.
Yeah.
Like it was when cable first started. Everybody was like jumped on the bandwagon.
We're gonna be a bunch of old fogies with
cable. Seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
It works for me. I know how to use it.
They've been talking about Internet 2 for a few years now. No, seriously, Internet 2.
Internet like harder.
Yeah, basically. And
is that like Gallagher 2?
The new batch file.
New batch file. It's a little nerdy.
But anyway, Internet 2 has been in the works, so to speak. But I also heard something a little less than a year ago that they want to regulate it so that if you want fast internet connection, you're going to have to pay for a commercial grade connection. You won't like have this 600K a second.
Oh yeah, they've been saying
Comcast download. Yeah, which would probably be hell, and a lot of people would be very angry.
Yep.
Because
like,
people are so used to having their fast internet,
like
that
a la carte,
paying for a lot of money now.
It'd be all a la carte. You have to pay for a certain. If you want the really fast, you got to pay more than the person who wants the medium.
Yeah.
I can understand.
Like,
paying
you go to
more.
A Wendy's and you're paying for internet. That's pretty much it.
Kinda. Hmm. I can understand paying more if you wanted something faster than what everybody has.
Mm. Oh yeah.
But paying more for everybody to have less, that kind of sounds a little communist to me.
Yeah.
Well, it's a freaking a corporation. That's what they want to do.
Okay.
You know. Yeah. And they just
there's
it's just
like 12 companies that own the internet. So I don't see who's hurting. God. Anyway.
Ooh. Pardon me.
Is that you?
What the fuck was that?
Some Coca-Cola coming back up.
It's disgusting.
That was...
It's cracked
that was,
out.
That was terrible.
What did I hear? I don't have a story on it, but they were talking about the... They're coming out against Cable again.
What?
Cable? Well, because they want...
What, the cartoon character?
What? No, you fuck.
Gotta get rough. I totally destroyed you.
X-Men or something?
Yeah. You're like, what?
That's enough for now.
No, they want primetime like violence to be showed after like 10 or 11 o'clock or something.
Well, when did they stop doing that?
I don't know. But even like cable channels.
Uh-huh.
They want family friendly programming.
Like pay cable.
I think up to 10 o'clock.
That's fucking.
And they
stupid.
Also want, which I think is a good idea, but will never work, is for people to be able to pick what channels they want.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Like, knock off $2 because I don't want BET.
Yeah, I don't want BET. I don't want Oxygen.
Well, they do.
I don't want
Lifetime.
Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. Actually, no, I got to have Lifetime because I need Golden Girls.
They do let you do that, though.
You could have on-demand Golden Girls.
But I don't think...
Actually, my cousin has a DVD, so we'll get rid of Lifetime.
Yeah.
The thing is, they do let you do that.
What?
But it costs more.
Costs more to not have them?
If you want to take channels off. Or, no, if you... Like, there's a shitload of channels that are...
Is that like a convenience fee?
Okay, hold on a second.
Like, there's a shitload of channels that are like either new or like they're circulating. They're like you know either West Coast stuff or like Midwest that you can ask for in our area.
Okay,
like, you have to like pretty much write for or demand it.
I want to vomit right now because all those people have the option on their televisions if they have enough know-how to say I don't want these channels. I want to pay more to have them removed. Just block them on your fucking TV. They won't come up.
Well, that's the whole thing is they're saying that people don't know
stupid?
How to do that. Like the V-chip. They don't know how to program the V-chip, so they're just going to take it off altogether to save the children.
But isn't
no,
there
they
already,
can't be that dumb.
Wait, but isn't there already
well, by the
like,
time a kid knows how to use a TV and like redo a V-chip, I think they should be able to see some violence anyway.
Yeah.
But obviously, that kid's 15, 16 years old.
Hold on. Isn't there already like a kind of unwritten law with like regular TV that they don't show any violence after 9? Right?
Before 9?
Well, before 9.
Well,
yeah, regular TV.
On regular
right?
TV, I guess there's certain
racy or
ratings,
like violent,
I guess.
Well, yeah, there are ratings. Even regular even cable has the ratings, but
well,
they have a little more leeway.
But there's probably a more rigid programming for the big networks than there is for like I don't know USA. Or,
which is horrible, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, USA?
The worst. That's why I said it.
What's the worst channel out there? It's got to be probably USA. What do they have?
MTV.
One of the worst. Well, all right.
MTV is horrible.
Well.
It's dregs of society TV.
Yeah.
Like when they're actually showing videos at like 2 in the morning, they're showing like either like dating shows that are ridiculous, like Date My Mom. You ever see that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Where it's like... It's
I did. Yes. Mm-hmm. They go on a date with the mother, and the mother decides whether they're good enough for their
daughter. The guy still decides because he or the girl, whatever.
Yeah.
Date, instead of going on a date with the girl, and then they ask questions to the mother about what this person's all about. And it's just, it's gone
it's
awful.
Always awkward when the guy starts asking the mother about the daughter's sexual life.
Sexual questions, yes.
Yeah. They're always large-breasted
so how is
daughter.
She in bed?
Yeah basically.
Yeah.
Or, what is it, Next? Have you ever seen that?
Oh, God.
I saw, like... 5 minutes of it.
That is one of the most decadent,
that,
vile
like,
shows I've ever seen.
That speed dating thing or whatever? Is
yeah,
what
it's
is?
Like, it's.
Yeah.
They're both in two different vans.
Yeah.
And one person comes out. It's like, you know, baptism by fire. Like, I saw one, the first time I ever saw it was the girl gets out of the bus and she had to walk like 10 feet. She walks all the way to the guy and he just goes,
next.
I just wanted to make sure you were okay. Next. And just made her walk back.
I.e., you're ugly.
Yeah. And she was like this midget Asian girl.
That's fine.
It's frightening.
Whatever.
Well, like no, with huge like
her own.
With huge like diner waitress hair.
No, stop.
Crazy
being a boner now. But how do they make dating complicated on TV?
That's how they make it complicated. Why did
so fucking stupid.
That's the thing.
I mean, the dating show. Mm-hmm. They went on a date. They came back. They talked about it. Do you want to go on another date? Yay or nay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
end the show.
What was that show in the 80s?
Why do we have to involve Vans?
The Love Connection?
Yeah, the Love Connection. That was
that was Love Connection. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was the easiest way you could do it. No, because they have to make it like kind of like
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Blind
like
a, date?
Like well, ADD?
One
like,
of those? That show's actually not too bad.
Like, kind of reality-style TV. They have to make it that kind of TV.
Yeah.
Where they get to know the person. That's, but the thing is, you know the vainest shit about that person that they're going on the date. Or
well,
the person
it has to be
who,
fast and ADD for everybody like, to enjoy it.
Or they had another show called Room Raiders.
Oh, God.
I have seen that.
Yeah, my... Like, every time I get home from work, when I was working in the cafe, my brother would have that on, because it would be all afternoon. And he'd just sit there like retarded.
That would actually be funny sometimes when they would whip out like the black light.
Oh, yeah,
like,
cum
stains on the bed. And they're just like, okay.
And it's just, it's like the worst part. It's like they're like, oh, we take these people without them knowing. And you could tell that the
The rooms are all clean and
the
tidy.
The houses are clean. Mm. Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
But the
obviously they have to know. It's not just random people.
Yeah.
They have to sign up
for
it.
Oh, no, they're signed up. It's just, it's like they're taken, like they don't know when they're going to be taken, but then taken, whatever.
There's that word again.
Whatever, things, who cares?
If you got to see all of the legal shit that goes on between them recording it and them getting it on the air
just like cops.
Before they record it, if you got to see all that, you wouldn't watch it because you was like, wow, this is fake.
Just like just like cops, if you had to see all the shit that they had to go through when they arrest somebody and they have to make sure that they get their signature. Mm-hmm. And
well, the ones where their faces are blurred out, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that means that they wouldn't sign anything.
Yeah. And that means you're seeing something legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Why would they sign it, though? Like,
and that's like the...
I guess they pay them.
Well, no. They don't pay
Some of them probably just don't care.
Some people just don't
care. Well, if it's a good enough story and they say we don't want to pay, they probably strike a deal with them, I would imagine.
Must, yeah.
Like, what was it? Earl did that this season. I just was watching back a couple of episodes.
Oh, I haven't watched
that. And they did an episode where they're all hanging out in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode of Cops comes on where they're all in it. This must have happened a couple years ago before.
This is my name, Israel, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vaughn's on a first name basis.
Sorry. and it's this old Cops episode that, you know, gets shown in repeats all the time. And they all get together every time they find out it's on TV and talk about it. Like reminisce. And they go back and forth from that to them talking in the bar. It's hysterical because they all like sign the waivers and they're talking about how they signed and everything. It's ridiculous.
Is that still on Cops?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Still, like, Friday nights.
It's the best reality show there is.
It's like coming up on, like, what was it? That's got to be 15 years.
It's probably as long as The Simpsons, which is hitting 20 years this year.
It's
20 years for The Simpsons?
20th season.
No.
In May.
It's been on since I was six.
Well, no, it's their 20th year. I don't know. Next year, I think it's their
20th season. You always do that minus one plus one thing.
Oh, what'd I do?
Yeah. It's been on since, like, 1988, I think.
Yeah.
It was on Tracy Ullman in 87 or 88, and then it was maybe 89 when they got their
88
own full
was probably the
season.
Christmas special.
Yeah. Okay, so that started 88.
Because this May, they're coming back with new episodes, and the big thing is that they're hitting 400 episodes.
That's
it? A lot more than that.
Yeah. No, 400 episodes.
I remember watching their 1,000th episode.
Yeah. The box that just came out right now, what is it, the 9th season?
Yeah.
Well, and that's like the 250th episode is the big thing on it.
20 years times 20 episodes a season would be. Do you think they only do 20 episodes a season?
They do 22.
22 or 23?
222.
So it would be 400. I think they're probably closer to 500.
Well, that's what it said. And I, you know, if they're going to do, they're doing new episodes
cartoon,
for the end of the year.
Cartoon shows usually do way more than 20 episodes a season, but maybe because of something as big as The Simpsons and costly, they might not.
Well, their first season was only 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And then if they did good enough, you get bumped up. Just like with Futurama or Family Guy.
Yeah.
Family Guy only has like 12 episodes the first season.
Yeah.
And Futurama too. It's like, I think it's like 15.
Yeah, but the first season they usually do have.
Yeah, they try it.
Yeah, well they have. Yeah.
That's why the crazy.
Where the hell was I getting 1,000 episodes from?
I don't know.
Maybe the 100th episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I
tend to add zero, take away zero.
That's why the Halloween thing didn't start until the second season.
Yeah,
that's where the Halloween thing's like a back a year. So, yeah, I think this was 19.
That's when they start off their each season, right? The Halloween show.
Well, now with football, they start pretty much the first episode of the Halloween season.
They used to show it on Halloween, which was fun.
That's true. I remember that.
Now it's like on November 16th, the Halloween episode.
They used to show that, and then all the rest of the night they play Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they'd recap every year, play every one, and then play the last. The last one would be the new Simpson episode.
Yeah.
Halloween sucks now. And then I haven't enjoyed a Halloween in years.
Really?
And it's my birthday.
It's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
The last one I enjoyed was like 3 years ago when I was chasing kids with a chainsaw up and down the street.
Wow.
I'm telling you. You sure that was Halloween? Carly, you and Carly have to be Homer and Lisa.
Why Homer and Lisa?
I mean, this will be the third Halloween now, I think I've told them.
Why don't she
it was
be
last
Marge?
Year or the year before. What?
Why don't she be Marge?
Who?
Marge. Yeah, why?
They already look like Homer and Lisa.
They look like Homer.
You trying to say something? He's trying to say you're enormously fat and retarded. That's what he's trying to say.
And you're telling me that Carly doesn't look like Lisa Simpson?
Maybe a little bit.
Incestual.
Wow.
Whoops.
Wait, that's
if you put a little fucking red dress on her.
Oh. Which I do on a daily basis. Go on.
Uh-huh.
Give her a pearl necklace. Go on. Uh-huh.
And then spike her hair.
Whatever she's got left. Yeah.
Well, she doesn't do that anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
she used to. I'm sure she can.
Yeah. I think you got a dead ringer for Lisa Simpson. And Derek, wear some blue pants and
Derek,
a white shirt.
Derek, step outside with a bag and you can go trick-or-treating.
And a tight white dress shirt. You'd look great. You look the part. And we just hit you in the head with like a...
Going.
He's got it right now. He's got to shave the goatee down.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
And we just hit you in the head with like a spade shovel a couple of times.
What?
You'd be fine.
No, I don't need any of that racist talk on this show.
What the You're an asshole.
What's the difference between that and a white shovel?
What?
Anyway.
He doesn't get it.
Nah, I lost something, I guess. Spade shovel? I don't know.
Spade. Let's call a spade a nigger.
Wow.
Wow. Let's just do that.
That was that blatant yelling out racism I was talking about.
Oh, sorry.
Whoops-a-daisy.
I failed.
Oh. Whoops-a-daisy. Vaughn? Yeah,
it's time for a break.
Yeah.
You're fired.
That died.
The fuck was that?
The fuck?
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops-a-daisical. That was the Queens of the motherfucking Stone Age.
I bet it was.
What a sharp cut, man.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that goes into another track on the album.
Nice job, Steve Kest.
That was the Queens of the Stone Age.
That was Queens of the Stone Age.
Real quick, there's a guy. He's kind of a famous homeless guy named Skateboard. He's in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Skateboard.
He's he's a fella. He walks around on a skateboard because he has no legs.
Aww.
He got them cut off.
In Nam?
He was hit by a train.
Oh, damn it.
When he was 6 years old and both his legs were gone.
Whoa.
So he's been on the streets for years and years and years, and he's a bum and a drunk. And he got hit by a truck and died.
Oh, wow.
While he was crossing the road on his skateboard.
Ugh.
And I guess the truck was just high enough to where, oopsie-daisy, couldn't see him.
Sorry.
Shouldn't be crossing the street.
I just kind of thought that was funny.
It is.
Was it?
And now it's like, I mean, he was a bum.
Yeah.
They call him a panhandler, but he was a bum.
Mm. Yeah.
Begging for money. And I'm sure nobody, like, everyone's just like, ew. Yeah. And now all of a sudden he died, and there's quotes like, he didn't deserve any pain. I hope he goes to heaven. He was never in any trouble. He was a good guy. There's a lot of rough drunks. He was really mellow.
Well,
he's a very gentle man. I've known him for years.
Well, the thing is, if he was well known in the area for being what he was, like a precocious, no leg scamp, you know, I can understand the people in that area kind of feeling bad that the guy got killed so tragically.
No one wants to see anyone die, really, except for us.
But that's a slow news day in that town. San Francisco. Yeah. San Francisco, yeah. It's got to be a slow news day that they're actually... They probably put that on, like, the front page.
A bum died.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much that's it. Bummer.
That's got to stop.
Well, it's either that or she chews on the chair.
Well, it's either that or you kick her in the fucking head.
That's enough of the dog. Can we put her in that cardboard box over there?
Cause she, no, because she whines. We've talked about this.
Throw the sock. That's less...
Well, I don't know where the sock went.
It's over there somewhere.
Okay, anyway.
Or do that.
I just have to... I'll get it.
You pick the noisiest
she
fucking
had
toy.
It. I didn't pick it. She did.
Lola, pick another toy.
Yeah. Lola, fuck you.
Lola, stink. Smell on Derek's shoes. You'll pass right out.
That's it.
Well, I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
You got stinky fucking feet,
he's
dude.
Fucking
just
dead.
Like your ass. Skateboard.
That's over. I'm moving on now.
Jack Valenti's dead.
I don't care who that is.
He was the former chairman of the MPAA.
Yeah, I give his death a PG-13.
Okay.
Nobody cares about him. Mm-hmm. What I care about are these grandmothers that were arrested over satanic sex abuse
awesome.
At school.
Are they what? Hot?
No, oh. They're grandmothers from Italy.
They could be hot. No.
To be specific.
No. Oops, Derek. What's going on, Derek? What happened, Derek? No. What are you doing, Derek? Where are you going, Derek?
Cover.
Oh, okay. Vaughn. Old grandmothers. I'm the only... What the fuck? I'm the only one on mic right now.
Oh. What?
Oh, there he is.
Sorry, I had to take care of something. Oh, God.
Stop playing with the goddamn dog. Okay. Apparently, Derek was bringing up the
satanic
story.
Satanic grandmothers.
All right, since I haven't read this story and know
neither
nothing about it, what could you possibly imagine this could be about?
Like, they're mistaken for, like, witches?
I don't think so.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that whole bullshit, like... Like, oh, satanic. Like, they could be putting pentagrams and ketchup on the walls.
What?
What the f... During lunchtime.
Maybe.
The fuck?
I don't know. I think it's kind of hot.
I mean, if they're a certain age. If it's like, you know, Derek's mom's age, I think that'd be completely...
Wow. Derek's mom's age. What are you implying?
Well, Derek's mom is fucking hot. What are you talking about?
Okay. That's not, I agree with
You'll
that.
You agree with me, right?
About Derek's mom? What
yeah,
about...
She's
I agree
fucking
with
hot. And if she was doing satanic... Sex in the kids'
sex
jamboree. I'd be all over it.
I already am all over it.
I'm back.
Oh,
how
Derek.
How you doing?
Hey.
Welcome back.
I was just kind of trying to guess what the story was going to be about since I can't get up and read it.
Oh, that was my mom that called.
That was the worst segment ever.
No, that was Carly. She won $700 in AC.
Awesome.
Nice.
I don't know why she didn't like get... I was like, I'm on the air. She goes, oh, well, I just wanted to tell you that I was at this table and I put... And I was just like, I'm on the air. Oh, no, I know. I just wanted to, you know, say... Holy shit. Text
anyway.
Message me.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
All right. Three women, teachers.
How old?
Vaughn. Vaughn. Oh.
What time was this at?
I don't know. Matt, I don't know. Three women teachers were among six people arrested yesterday accused of sedating and sexually abusing children as young as three at a school near Rome. The teachers, two of whom are grandmothers, who had taught at the school and the Sunday school for decades, are said to have been in part of repeated sex abuse of 15 children ages 3 and 5 for a year. Filming them in sexual acts with satanic overtones as a teacher's homes in a word in a wood? Oh, at the teacher's homes in a wood.
Okay.
In the woods,
so
as
what
we
were
would
they,
say in this country.
Yes. Why are there so many people involved with this?
I don't know. That goes back to the whole story that happened with us.
How come people don't realize when something is a bad idea in a group?
I guess they attract to each other.
I don't understand.
Like moths to a flame, man.
Yeah.
What are the chances of all these people not, one of them does not have a conscience?
Six of them don't have a conscience.
Yeah, not one of them has a conscience, I meant to say. Sorry.
Yeah.
But wait, can you explain what's the satanic overtones? Like,
well,
does it say?
I'll read it. It's not that long, so I'll just read the whole goddamn thing.
Go for it. Right.
The others that were arrested were a female caretaker, a former producer of children's programs for the state television.
Nice.
Oh, my God. And a local petrol pump attendant. There's a motley crew for you.
Mm-hmm.
The television producer is married to one of the arrested teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. The alleged abuse in the town of Rignano Flaminio,
okay.
25 miles north of Rome, came to light when some of the children began describing their, in big quotes, games to their parents. They drew pictures of a man in black who wore a hood and drank his own blood.
Whoa!
And said they had played a game in which, quote, a wolf chases a squirrel and eats it.
What?
Wait a minute. Some fucking vivid imagination.
Well, these children were warned that if they told their parents about the games, in quotes, they would be taken away from their mothers by devils.
Wow. I'd say that already happened.
Yeah.
But wait, didn't you say they were sedating the kids?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that was part of the games.
Yeah.
Sedate them and then watch them.
Yeah, they called it a game. They said, if you tell your parents we do this, then devils are going to take them away or take you away.
Makes sense.
That's some fucking wacky shit.
If the truth were to come out and they asked who had taught them to perform sexual acts, they were to say, my father.
No.
What?
Wow, they covered all ground, huh?
Amazing.
They were all over the place.
Don't tell your parents, but if you do,
did they have waivers for your dad. Signed out?
The waivers. Sign like this.
Our father.
Like the Girls Gone Wild things?
Yeah. the parents also reported bruising and swelling around the children's genital areas.
No, it's really hot.
As they had returned home from school in a confused state. Yeah, I'd say. Police say that the children were given tranquilizers and told they were sweets.
Georgiana, Georgiana, why is your crotch all black and blue?
Mamma mia.
It's fucking swollen genitals. Gotta love
Mario,
it.
Mario, come here. The six faced charges including kidnapping, indecently assaulting minors, I'd say so, obscene acts, and group sexual assault.
Yeah.
Police like had, an orgy bomb.
Police had to protect the teachers from angry parents as they were taken away, one shouting, may you rot in jail for
yeah, there's a
why
lynch...
even bother protecting them? Just let them get the fucking
seriously.
Shit beat out of them.
There's an angry mob because it's Italy. They're all with their pitchforks and their freaking flaming torches waiting to kill them all.
Idiots.
Just let them. Fuck it.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, that's fucking ridiculous, though.
And the parents are complaining that... complaining. I guess when they went to the police, they kind of didn't believe them.
Yeah, they're all sitting there drinking.
Oh, what are you... That kids are making it up. Mm-hmm.
Sitting there smoking and drinking their wine.
Oh, look at my son's cock. It's all red and bludgeoned.
Oh, it's just a touch of the scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Sorry. That, yeah.
That is horrific.
That's very in-depth.
Wait, that's Italy you said?
No, Rome.
Italy.
Ugh.
Good
the
old
fuck
Italy.
Are they doing over there? Oh, my God. I guess because they have a whole bunch of open fields and a lot of land, they can just do whatever the fuck they want.
I assume this was Australia at first, because every fucked up story we've read in the past month had been from Australia.
Yes.
The guy that poured caustic acid on his daughter's genitals. Just, you know, cuz.
Well,
she was
girls,
bad.
Well, that guy was like...
That killed their friend.
Yeah.
Just to do it.
Just to do it.
And then they went and, what was it? They went and helped the... They called the cops.
Yeah.
Did the
put her in
report.
A shallow grave.
Yeah,
Lola, fucking knock it off.
Fucking dog.
Yeah, this
doesn't
stop.
Is she actually making marks on the chair?
She's kind of. Yeah. Very, well, on this side more than on...
Right, she would, well, completely
but she's like,
stop her.
She's grinding it.
But it's like she's trying to do like...
Anyway.
Olympic style chewing.
Stone's
fucking retarded.
What I don't understand is how did they get away with it?
They were sedating the kids and telling them.
No, like how did they go about doing this and not.
They were in kindergarten, dude. They did it in the lunch breaks.
But no one was there who could say, I mean, you know, this is fucked up. I'm not talking
when the parents,
about...
when the kids were telling... Oh, no, you mean the six of them? No, they were like, you know what? Who cares? Whatever.
How do you say who cares to that? How do they ever get jobs? There has to have been something present their entire lives.
Matt,
six people don't just go,
yeah,
let's rape kids.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know what?
Already, like,
I woke up today and I felt like raping children.
No, it's
that only happens in Australia.
Yeah.
It's ingrained in their head. It's probably something that happened to them when they were kids. And it happened to the people who did it to them. It's just something that continues.
Okay, that's neither here nor there. The whole thing is, how do these people get into this kind of job to begin with? How does it happen?
They have to have some sort of prior...
You went to school. You got the fucking education for it. And somebody just decided they didn't background check and go, oh, wait, they've been raping kids.
Well, a lot of countries don't even do background checks.
Yeah.
In some countries, it's illegal to do a background check on someone before you hire them.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's almost mandatory.
Yeah, you have to do like 18 things.
Imagine
to get
it
a job.
Being illegal to check someone's background before you hire them for any job.
In this country?
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to hire this lifeguard, even though there's a chance they could be known for drowning people.
All right, I sprayed that bitter apple on the chair so she wouldn't...
Oh, no.
Now
she's
licking
it
a bitter
the floor.
Apple.
But at least she ain't attacking the chair anymore.
Okay. No, but she loves the bitter apples. Yum. So now I just put like icing on the chair. She's going to devour it.
No, icing on the floor, at least. Look at this.
Okay.
She's looking at the floor.
She's
like...
not supposed to like that.
Okay, that's enough.
Dude, I don't know.
Enough of the fucking
your dog's
dog.
Fucked up, man.
But the only thing out of Australia today was there was a condom in a girl's Happy Meal.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I guess they ran out of toys, so they started giving out, like, gym bags with miscellaneous stuff in it.
Gym bag?
What?
This was in, this was in New Zealand.
That's close enough.
Close enough.
So they were giving out like gym bags and like pencil cases and stuff. So this girl got a gym bag, and I guess it had miscellaneous goodies in it. And one of them was a condom.
Was it used?
A little bonus.
Still in the bag?
I think, as far as I know, it's still in the bag. So didn't really say.
Oh, that's no big deal. Come on.
Yeah.
It's something that shouldn't happen.
It's something that you give to your mother and just, you know, as a reminder.
They should have started giving out titanium breast implants.
That I don't want the second kid.
It's a 5-year-old.
So anyway.
That's ridiculous though. That's not any worse than like
what?
Like people finding like bits of other people in their sandwiches.
That I can almost understand.
You can understand having a thumb in your food.
Yeah, what if somebody's cutting you up a nice sandwich and they cut their thumb
off?
They
don't cut shit in those places.
How do you know?
It's all microwave garbage.
What?
What, McDonald's?
What are you talking about?
It's all microwave garbage.
Of course it is.
The chicken nuggets are made of a... Who's telling me?
You're telling me I'm eating nuclear nuggets? The fuck?
And they're made out of like processed vegetables and stuff like that.
Okay. Enough of that. You're destroying my view of McDonald's.
I'm pulling back the curtain on McDonald's.
I hate McDonald's.
Fucking hate that shit, man.
No, you love it.
Was I telling you guys about that in Japan that they have those...
Where?
Those Mighty Macs.
Where?
In Japan.
Japan!
In Japan, they have the Mighty Mac, which is like a double Mac. Big Mac.
A double Big Mac?
Oh! It's like a special edition thing.
Four fucking patties?
Four?
Yeah. And it's only... Okay. And it's only limited to, like, I think 50 or 60 a day.
50 or 60
right.
people?
50 or 60
Yeah, they can only
burgers.
Serve that many because I guess if they go over that, then there's a chance that
their food
the
rations
statistics
will go to shit.
For, all of the statistics for heart attacks will go up in their area.
Yeah.
A lot of pictures I see of, like, you know, of, like, of any kind of Asians in that country
uh-huh.
are always either they're eating something fast food shit or they're just... Dressed in the weirdest fucking styles or, you know, crap.
I'm sure Vendo.
It's like they're from a different
this.
Country.
Yeah.
Like, they're out of the fucking world. Yeah, Vendo will probably say something mm-hmm. if we post the show.
You apart.
He gonna rip you apart good.
He's
gonna,
yeah. Dude, you just posted Tuesday show. He's gonna love that bit in the middle.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he did. Ruby Tuesdays.
Ruby Tuesdays. I don't know what to call it. I don't remember anything we did.
Did you? I didn't get to listen to that part. Did you leave in the rant after I fucked up?
What?
Oh, me yelling at you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to love that. Yeah. He's going to love
that.
That
funny.
It's going to come with
pain. That was very funny, and you got really upset.
We laughed. Nah. Carly and I laughed for
yes,
a minute
Yes, you did.
Straight.
Shut up.
I got a little upset, but I was fine.
You he keep saying, like, no, I'm it. Fine. You were like, you pulled the mic away.
Yeah.
You left.
Dude,
you didn't really
the
say,
mic.
You fucking peeled that out of the lot. We can hear you.
I was annoyed. Yeah, but
yeah,
I wasn't. But the next day, I was fine.
He wanted to throw his Coke at somebody, but...
It was full.
I heard him keep on slamming it down.
No, but
drinking it like big gulps to get it down faster.
Oh, God. So
he no, could but, throw it.
Like, by the time I got home and I got into, like, you know, like...
You cooled off.
No,
took a shit.
Yeah, took a dump. I got into pajamas and I laid down. I was out cold.
Your
I didn't,
pajamas.
It didn't keep me up, so it's like...
Why would you lose sleep over a fucking...
No, being annoyed. You never lost sleep over being annoyed at somebody?
Well, maybe.
No, I just go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't really get annoyed that
Well, you
that
eat
easy.
A hot sandwich and you're freaking passed out.
Yeah. A hot sandwich.
A little it's pastrami.
Like, it's not like warm milk.
I'm so mad. Give me some pastrami.
Yeah. I was fine by the next day.
Okay.
I got some Swiss cheese on that.
I think like Carly texted me like Thursday and like maybe like Monday.
Are you okay, bud?
2 hours.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you fine? Are you fine with all this? Because you know, we're all.
She gets upset. She's
she
like,
does. Yeah,
you guys really got to take it easy on him.
But
like, no,
like
we're just fucking
fun.
Around. No, he's. I think he's really mad. Yeah. Saying, no. Well, if he is, then you know, maybe he shouldn't come here.
Wow.
Well, if you get legitimately mad at that,
dude. If I did, if I really was pissed, I wouldn't have been here today.
Yeah. Exactly.
And fuck that. I'm not.
You
gonna...
got that, Carly.
Oh, take your $700 and shove it up your ass.
Ruining the show by calling in.
Yeah, really.
Wish we had a call-in number.
Oh, she's probably so hammered.
She's like, And then
I won $700, and then I called you and ruined the show.
But she has to split it with this guy she works with. So.
Oh.
Fuck that.
So she won
Finders
$350.
Oh,
which is still all right, I guess.
That's fine.
Good. All right, what do you got there, man?
What do you got there, man?
What do you got there, man?
What do you got there?
More torture and the like.
Yes!
From, I don't know where this is. They never say, like, the state. They just Westchester County. I don't know.
The Westchester County Fair?
Is it Pennsylvania?
Probably.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Stop.
Is off the hook in a lawsuit filed. I can't read today. Filed by a learning disabled man who says he was tortured by his supervisor at the county parks department.
He's lying.
Obviously, he wasn't wrapped up in shrink wrap and then set on fire.
No, wait, couldn't
what?
Happen.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Were you harassing retarded
shrink
children
wrap.
One time?
Yeah.
Oh, were they filming something for real sex? What the fuck?
I hate that show.
Okay.
That's the worst.
What are they up to? Real Sex 147?
No.
And they just get older and older.
Anyway. Oh, I know. Ugh. Okay. So what happened with this guy?
This is where old people go to fuck.
In the woods.
This guy shrink-wrapped the learning disabled fella to a chair with wheels on it.
Okay.
And then set the shrink-wrap on fire.
That's brilliant.
When he cannot free himself.
He burned.
No. And then he... He pushed them out into the parking lot.
Ah!
Turned a hose on him.
What?
With such force, he nearly choked.
What? What was it, a fire hose?
He is also...
What?
He is also accused of shrink-wrapping the fella to a chair and then dumping buckets of cold water on him, causing him to strain so hard to free himself that he developed a hernia.
The guy...
That required surgery.
Wow. This is unbelievable. The guy who was doing this is all kinds of fucked up.
Yeah, he was also accused of verbally abusing him, calling him retarded.
Oh,
idiot.
No.
And this is yet another guy, just like we were talking about those six who were molesting kids, who's fucked up in the head.
And he was fired in 2004 for leaving work 15 minutes early, even though he had permission to do so.
What? So wait, the final straw was that he was fired for leaving 15 minutes early, even though he had allowed permission? That guy's a douchebag.
Well, I mean, we've worked with learning disabled people.
Yeah.
You know how fun it is to pick on them?
Mm-hmm.
Throw but we never do this.
No. So
that was an accident.
No. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, some of them you feel bad for picking on them. Yeah. And some of them you totally, even though technically by the state they're not retarded, you what? Totally feel fine making fun of them and bashing them to their face. Like, we worked with a man who technically is, like, you know, he's retarded.
He's a little slow.
Retarded.
Yeah.
But
he's not retarded. He has all his faculties about him.
Developmentally challenged,
slower
I guess.
Than we are.
Yeah.
So he's retarded.
Yeah, okay, and then we both left that one job, and I moved on to another job, and the first day I'm there, guess who's there? Him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And he was my boss.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes, he was a supervisor.
He was an assistant supervisor.
It was so weird to look at him because he looked like he had Down syndrome.
Yeah.
He had the beady eyes. He looked like he like almost had Down syndrome.
Yeah.
You know,
I think I told
he had the big,
I know those
thick
kind of
glasses,
people. Yeah.
But he drove. Mm-hmm. He kept jobs.
Yeah.
He took care of his mother. Mm-hmm. He earned an income. He obviously got a supervisor job.
I don't know
but
how.
He was just on like a different plane than everyone.
Yeah.
You know? But he was a stickler. He was everything was by
he's
the
a
book.
Douche. Until like they let him go. Until they like downgraded him from being an assistant to being one of us. I'm not kidding.
They had to downgrade him to get to your level.
Yeah.
The day when that happened, like because like we went through like a shitload of bosses at that time, right? Our one boss moved away. You knew who she was.
Yep.
And no, we had another boss who was such an ass. Like not like he wasn't bad. It was just like he was so. Like pretentious and gay because he was.
Oh,
he was such a homo that he had to quit.
I didn't deal with him. He was good.
No, yeah, he was a good guy, but he was just such a pretentious asshole that he was like, well, he quit because he was moving to Pennsylvania, and then I saw
who was this guy.
Yeah, well, no, he was moving to Pennsylvania to be like a housewife, mm-hmm. which fell flat within 6 months because I saw him like he came in the place trying to get his job back.
No.
And he actually did. He got his job back for a little while and then quit.
Okay.
And then we had this other manager.
He
who,
wasn't the one that was married to the waitress, was he? The guy I'm thinking of?
Maybe. He was the only... We had another guy manager, but he wasn't married. He lived in, like, Jersey City.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the fuck his name is.
I have no idea.
Anyway.
I know.
And then my last manager before I left, when he got in there, he realized, like... He looked around. He's like, "Oh my god!" He was like,
"Surrounded by retards."
Well, no, he saw there was a couple of good eggs in the bunch, but then he's like,
"You not being one of them."
No, he actually liked me. He thought I was a good guy. Until I quit, he was actually like, you know, you should be the assistant. All this shit. Oh! Wow! I don't want to smell this. Matt's like gonna breakfast die. Food. Oh
my god.
You were right in Matt's direction.
Motherfuck.
Smells like fried eggs.
You gotta no.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I've never seen Matt disgusted before.
Oh, that's an awesome face, man.
Because I saw his ass cheeks flex. In the
he's only wearing fucking plaid sleeping pants right now. Yeah. That's it.
These are my comfy pants.
I like those comfy pants. Not Derek's. But I like I like comfy pants. Because I have several pairs of them.
That's disgusting. And when, was it, this boss?
Right back in.
Right back. This boss, he got in, right? And he realized that because they let this guy manage us.
The retarded guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they and he when he got in, he was like, oh my God, why is this guy your boss? Why is he under me? And he was in there for about a week. And then all of a sudden they brought him in the back with like the big boss from the from the place. And they told him. And you could just, the whole day, he was just downtrodden, just dead.
Yeah.
Like he lost his pony or something like that.
You're retarded.
And now when I go in there every once in a while, I just, I can't go in that store.
I don't know.
I can't, I just can't. Like, I seriously will drive either down to the...
Wait,
the,
are you talking about the Friendlies or the other place?
The other place.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I go in there.
I go to, what, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I don't care. I didn't work there. I don't give a shit.
No. But I'll drive down to, like, Borders. I'm not going in the other place. Because there's
what,
some...
What other place would that be? Mm. Walden Books!
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Barnes and Noble.
Walden Books?
B. Dalton.
I quit that place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I think I talked about this once where he used to, where it'd be a gaggle of people bullshitting, and he'd just walk up
and fart.
And fart. Like that fart that just happened a second ago.
Big retard fart. Smells
just
like
fucking refart.
Candy and fucking wood chips for some reason.
And he's just smiling like a retard would.
And everybody, he got in that accident. He flipped his Jeep over.
Yeah.
With his fucking 90-year-old mother in the car.
What?
And somehow she survived.
We seriously, when I was working at the bookstore, we seriously had this, I had everybody thinking that, because you used to wear these long coats, when it, even like in the middle of like spring or something like that, he used to wear a coat.
A retard coat.
And I used to, when he used to come in with his mother, I used to say he's got two little remote controls in his pockets. He always never takes his hands out of his pockets. And I'm like,
he's controlling his mother.
His mother's a robot. His mother is a robot. You can just, and she's just moving her around with the little things like,
oh,
it's
like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Like a Jim Henson doll.
Yeah.
Weekend at Tardies.
Oh, I hated that guy. I still do.
Well, he needs the big pockets to put all his, like, you know, like jacks and stuff he finds on the ground in his pocket.
85 pounds of hard candy.
One of those, huh?
I don't know. Okay. That's what retards do, don't they?
Pennies.
Yeah, they do collect random
nickels.
Things.
Yeah, pick up stuff off the ground.
Bolts.
Oh, a penny.
It's only 30.
Penny found is a penny saved.
Is a penny not going to be spent on anything?
I throw pennies away. I hate them.
My
the price to make pennies is like going up.
It's more than actually
it's more a
penny.
Than a penny.
Like, it takes like 3 cents to make a penny.
Yeah.
My
fucking retarded.
My cousin, when he has to go into work with my father tells me these all the time, is that if my father lets him drive, somebody cuts him off or just is a dick to him when he's driving, he'll grab whatever he's got. If he's got change, bolts, whatever he's got in his change container.
Chuck it at the car.
And chuck it at the car.
I think Craig does that too.
Wow. Screaming and yelling. At like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I think he always has a bag of nickels on him at all times.
Wow.
Gold it fucking hurts nickels. Getting winged with a nickel.
Does.
Somebody was throwing nickels at me once when I was a kid. And I was just like, why are you throwing money? And it hit me. I was like, what the fuck? Ow! Like the corner of a nickel hit you. Like it's got just enough weight to fuck you up.
Oh, yeah. I'll throw you off.
So I threw a dime, and that was just a mistake.
I saw somebody get hit with a
paper thin
cut
coins.
Their head off. I saw somebody get hit in the knee with
serrated.
A silver dollar once.
What?
Somebody get hit in the knee with a silver dollar. Like, they were throwing it from across the room,
yeah.
And it bounced off their knee, and they were just, like, in so much pain.
Oh, yeah. It hits the right spot.
Oh, yeah, hit him right in the knee, right in the tip. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
He was like it felt bad. I was like, you have a bad knee to begin with. Like, what happened?
It's like throwing a ninja star dollar. At someone.
Horrible.
Anyway.
Sack of joyous. Throwing them around.
Oh, fuck, a worthless
Susan
coin.
Susan B. Anthony's.
Worthless coin.
What are they doing now, the presidents on the coins?
They got the Washington dollars.
I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen any yet either.
No. Are they going to go through all the presidents?
Yeah, I
guess. Is that what they're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have like a criteria, though. They have to be dead for like 25 years or something.
Yeah, probably.
Which by the time they get up to, you know, Reagan, I'm sure.
Yeah,
or Clinton. Be about 25 years.
I'm sure they already got the math figured out.
Well, they have two in the States. The States should be
almost done, and I think they're doing...
It's 2008 they're done?
Colonies, too.
Colonies?
Yeah, they're going to do the 13 colonies. That's They've extended the promo until, like, 2015.
The promo.
Poor Hawaii.
Talking about coins.
Just waiting.
Talking about coins, did you see the... in Star Wars, I guess. Did you see the new Star Wars? The toys.
Wow, this show is amazing.
The ones they just released?
We got the tech talk on the first fucking...
Yeah, fuck them.
First part of the show, now we're... coin and stamp collecting.
No, but the new toys that Hasbro just put out.
No, I didn't.
They're
see
now
them.
Like
what is it?
Star Wars toys.
Oh, I know.
They're issuing them with these big coins.
Oh,
these
no,
big
I
collector coins. Have you seen them? And
not Pogs. Why wouldn't they have Pogs?
No, not Pogs. Fuck that.
What about 1995?
1995. I know. No, I was just like I saw them like yesterday. I was gonna pick them up, and I was like, I don't think I want to have all this shit.
I don't think so either.
These fucking coins will just get misplaced and be put in like my normal change.
You try to pay with something like
because they're about
Jar
the size
Jar
of
Binks
like a
coin,
about the size of a silver dollar. Yeah, I'd accidentally hand one to somebody and be like, what the fuck's this?
I can't wait for that to happen to me. Darth Washington. Anyway,
you got a story.
Salacious crumb.
Delicious cum. Disgusting.
No Aristofags.
I don't
know what the hell is we got.
Wait, you like that?
That was fantastic. Got to bring back the funny somehow.
What's his name? Richard Gere. We talked about this before during the break.
No.
Talking about molesting animals.
I guess I
Where
saw
was this?
This was in India.
India.
We should just get those clips.
So dumb.
And like an AIDS awareness rally, he was there. And there is this, I guess she's a Hollywood.
Bollywood.
No, Bollywood star, is she? Yeah. Yeah.
Is it that Oshiru? No, that's not her.
Shetty. S-H-E-T-T-Y.
Shitty?
Yeah. She's actually very good looking.
Yeah. She is.
Well, basically all of the ones that are famous are good looking.
Oh, yeah. Fucking
and that's it.
And oddly enough, they're the only ones that are good looking.
Yeah. Out of like probably 600 million females in India.
Actually, there was a story yesterday about they're starting to crack down on women for showing too much skin.
Where?
I guess they can in India.
Oh.
They can only show like right above the brow.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way around to their chin.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they can show.
Yeah.
But some women are just like basically just throwing a scarf over their head. And
they're getting lazy.
They're arresting them and putting them in prison for 5 years.
Oh,
for showing their face.
Well, God.
No, I'm sorry. This wasn't India. My bad, Iran.
Close enough.
Yeah, but
well,
there's
it,
no character from
thing
Iran
with,
in
was it? The thing,
Street Fighter, so
Iran.
Don't worry.
The thing with Gear, right? He
have to do it in the Big Bird version.
He sat there and he like kind of like, you know, he's playing around and all of a sudden he started to kiss her on the like the on the on the cheek and stuff like that. Kind of playful. Like,
it looked like
they
he
were,
was drunk.
Did he start putting his tongue down her mouth or
no,
something?
No, no. He wasn't licking her. He wasn't eating her
He gave her the old, like, GI kiss, like the famous pose.
Yeah.
Like, lean him over.
Yeah.
Everybody's taking pictures.
And she's
stuff
smiling.
Like that.
Everyone's having fun.
And she's having fun. And then their country freaks out about it. And
party's over.
They first ban him for being in the country.
Yeah.
They
ban him, and then now they want to catch him and arrest him.
Because they have...
They're like, get out. No, wait, come back.
Because they have these huge laws about affection in public.
Weird.
Which I wish they had in high school.
We talked about that.
Yeah. No PDA.
Yeah. And it's because it's illegal. It's like a gross misconduct or something like that.
No, it's just gross.
Uh-huh.
I think he'll be put away for a long time, supposedly, if he actually...
If he goes back to India?
But I don't think he's going to.
Yeah, I'm sure U.S. isn't going to be like, have him.
Even though he does a lot of stuff for that country on AIDS and, you know,
they were lucky he was there. He should have been able to fuck her on stage. Seriously.
Show them.
Yeah, she's a hot Indian woman. Come on.
Yeah.
When else is he going to, you know,
with a condom.
Yeah, show them how to use condoms.
Yeah.
Fine.
Right then and there.
There you go.
It's ridiculous.
Jesus Christ. I mean, how they...
So you just ban him from the country, fine.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
He probably didn't want to be there to begin with.
It's true.
He found the one hot girl in India and kissed her.
And the other
That's
hot
how
one,
excited he was.
The other hot one lives right in our town and shops at my store.
No.
Oh, is that Bombay Hilton?
No, it's a different one. I call her Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
She's the hyper hot Hindu.
Hyper hot Hindu.
Oh, she's amazing. If you're listening right now, I love you.
Fucking idiot.
You're a moron.
I'm like, God, is that me?
No.
Well, what was the other thing they were flipping out about? Because she's, like, engaged and all this other stuff.
Is that another reason why?
Yeah, that's another big thing that you can't... You're not supposed to... Like, in that country, you're not
I'm
supposed to really...
I'm surprised they didn't just hang her, like, right there.
Boom.
And
you're done.
For being kissed.
Yep.
And there was too much paparazzi and too much media, I guess. They didn't want to freak out.
Yeah. I'm sure she got a Swiss
and they were
beating by her soon-to-be husband. Or
and they were amazed that she didn't, you know, try to, resist him and stuff like that.
No, he's not
an
Indian
man. It was a spur of the moment thing. Yeah, he didn't
He's not disgusting.
Curry.
Yeah.
Whoops. Sorry, Dalsim.
That's fucked up.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, she was the winner of Celebrity Big Brother, reality TV show.
Oh, okay. All right.
That wasn't over here. That was probably in
the British one.
British one?
Yeah, probably.
Probably the British one.
Yeah. The last season, I think, was Celebrity Big Brother in Europe.
Britain.
That's crazy over there. When I was in Ireland, they have a whole station devoted to it.
Yeah.
You watch them 24 hours a day.
Especially when Katie Price is on.
Whoever that is.
Jordan. She's just a big-breasted woman from Britain.
They tried it here. Remember, they try it every summer.
Oh, yeah.
And they try to do it just like they used to do it in, like they do it in Britain. They tried to keep it online 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And nobody went to it.
Huh.
And then now they do it. They used to have tons of cameras in the place for 24/7 when you used to watch it online. Because the first year, I kind of got into it, and then I was like, this is so fucking boring.
And I just got, like, camera angles where somebody's just, like, in the far corner, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And now, like, and now
what are they doing?
And now when they do the
show. Oh, they yell at them when they're off camera. Like, there's like a voice in the house. Move to the left. Oh, sorry.
And now when they do it, they have a couple, a handful of cameras on the web. And if you really want to get into it, you have to actually, like, you know, sign up. Like, they'll give you a couple of cameras for free, and you have to sign up and shit like
Once
that.
Once you
got to
sign up
thing,
to something, it isn't worth it anymore.
I know. Even if it's free.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like, I'll click on an article and be like, just fill out this survey. And no, forget it.
Nope.
I don't want to read it. I don't care what happened.
I'll get someone else to do it.
Like, in order to see the full links on this page, you need to sign up to our boards. Oh, well.
I'll just find it somewhere else.
I will put forth an enormous amount of effort to find it anywhere else rather than spend 2 minutes making a screen name that somebody else might have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing.
And you're thinking, like, of a password that they might not steal from me.
It's like, all right. It's like, all right, fine, I'll sign up. Fucking Big Dick Johnson. That username is already taken. Fuck it. I don't know.
Let's forget it. Forget
it's
it.
It's done.
I'm not even going to add a 1 to it.
No, yeah, oh, 1.
Ned Nudd.
Ned Nunn, 2007.
Okay. That's been taken.
Fuck.
Dan.
I hope not.
Dan.
Gilgul.
The Pizza Hut movie.
Mm-hmm. When are we making it?
Oh, my God. Tomorrow.
Next week.
Casting call.
My God.
So yeah, Derek's tired.
I gotta get up at 6
Derek,
in the morning.
You're tired!
Wait, how long has this been going on? Like, did they just change it, like, last week on you?
What?
My work schedule?
Oh, the day shift?
Yeah, I'm on a project.
Oh.
I'm doing a project, and they want me there during the day so they can yell at me.
Cool.
So, which is gay.
Yes.
That
basically, my boss is out on an injury, and he said, whatever you do, don't leave the project. Just do this. And that's it. Don't do anything else.
So when he was getting air vacced out?
Yeah. So the second he left, they're just like, oh, Derek, can you do this? Well, I'm not really supposed to. Yeah, you could do this.
Oh, yeah. I got people like that, guys in my
office. And then they're like, well, you know, how many? Because I'm moving like 1,300 materials over to a new location.
Yeah.
Well, how many did you do today? 5. Why? Because you had me in the warehouse and in receiving and all.
Oh, why are you doing that?
Well,
then?
We got it. We need to do more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Making me do other shit.
That reminds me of my bosses.
Oh, so stupid.
Yeah. You need to have a piece of paper and a pen with you at all times.
And write down everything you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when
that's what this one guy does, and they always come up to him like, you know, what were you doing yesterday? Your number's name. He goes, read and weep.
And make copies of it all. That's what we do in our office. If anything changes or you put any kind of like thing in writing, they make you make copies of it. So you, like, if they say, oh, you didn't do that. Oh, I didn't forget
that.
Yes,
I did.
Yeah. At work, I was going to have a, I guess it was, actually, this was a couple years ago. I was going to have a big problem with somebody at work because there were some things going on. And basically, I went into the office to talk to my manager about it. And he knew the situation, what was going on. And he just handed me a little notebook, like a small little
notepad.
Yeah, like a notepad and a pen.
And he said, keep track of everything they say to you and write it all down.
Were you getting sexually harassed?
No. Oh. No, it was...
vice versa.
No, it was just some... This is when I was running the front end. And there was just a lot of stupid shit going on.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Fortunately, by the time it would have gotten to the point where I would have needed to use it, that person was gone.
Yeah. So. They tend to weed out.
You had a fucking, like...
No, it was just a transfer. That's all it was.
You had a
tome
like written transfer. By the time they left. Like, yeah. Fuck, what am I going to do with this?
Just keeping track of shit is annoying, though.
Some barrenness.
Yeah, I never want
to
do it.
The thing is, like, I don't have to do that. I don't have to write it down. I can remember everything, but I guess if you write it down, it looks a little bit more legitimate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sitting you and your that brain of yours.
It's unbelievable. I only remember things I want to remember, though.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, you remember the most inane things.
Yeah, I don't know why I want to remember them.
I don't know.
Neither do I.
It's nothing interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it is, but I shouldn't say that.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, I'll just be like, you know what, fire me, because I don't remember what the hell he did. They did that to me once. So, like, you know, last week you were supposed to do this, but, you know, it didn't get done. Well, that's because I did this. Mm-hmm. Well, take a step through your day.
Oh, God.
Of last week? Yeah. Okay. I don't remember.
Got up, took a shit.
Yeah.
Came to
I'm
work,
guessing
took
I
a shit.
Guessing I got here around 7. I'm guessing I probably grabbed my clipboard. And I'm guessing... It's just... I don't remember this shit.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to write stuff down. Fire me. Sorry. I don't remember.
You're fired.
I do not recall.
Like, when I get brought into the office in my office...
Which is probably all the time.
We were talking about this
call
last
my
night. We were talking about this last night at the meeting. At the union meeting.
Sinclair!
Big triceratops.
Anyway.
Like, I can't even remember what I did the day before.
That's on DVD, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. I can't even remember what I did the day before. And he's like, and they're like, and it's like stupid stuff. Like, we have like, you have to scan certain points. It's not going to stop, is it?
Sinclair!
Gotta have more gravel.
I hurt my throat.
I don't remember who did that voice, but it was somebody famous.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, go ahead, Vaughn.
Well, you get dragged in the office for something stupid, like missing a scan or something like that, and they want you to explain what you did all day, and like my first reaction is like brain fart. I'm like, I'm like
something stupid, like messing up government mail.
No, I never. No. Don't say that. That's not nice. That's not right, man. Come on.
How much responsibility do you have as a mailman? Probably
seriously.
A lot, right?
Yeah. Shitload, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would like that.
No, I don't like it. I don't like
no.
it.
No.
Every mailman is more important than any one of us.
But yeah.
But the thing is, if you do your job right, you know,
well, obviously, but how easy is it to just drop a bill on the ground?
Oh, then you get off your... But you make sure that you don't drop a bill on the ground.
Yeah, you make sure, but how many letters do you deliver a day?
A couple thousand.
Yeah. One gets through. That's a very likely percentage.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah. I know.
Which, I mean, yeah, I've had stuff not come in the mail. I've had notices not come.
Yeah.
Bills go out and not return. I mailed my rent check out.
Right.
And then they're like, we didn't get it. What?
What?
And I looked, I'm like, yeah, they didn't get it because they didn't cash it. That's usually the first thing they do when they get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bunch of shysters. But, and so I went to mail it again and I canceled the check. Cost me like $25 to cancel it. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. So I sent it to him and another $25 because it was late.
Wow.
Because obviously they don't believe you if you're like, I sent it. And they're like, well, we didn't get it. So.
Mm.
And I go to put it in the mailbox and it comes right back out. The mailbox was filled not only to the top, but the mail was sticking out.
Where was this?
Of the, right down, I'm going to get local, right down 35, right past Staples.
Okay.
Oh, the regular mail.
Yeah, the big mail.
Yeah,
Middletown office.
And it's got the two big mailboxes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I went to put it in the other one, and it was like mail came out at me. That's how full it was.
The box regurgitated mail on you as you opened
it. Like mail was just stuffed in there so much, it was sticking out of the mailbox.
There could be like a whole shitload of reasons why that.
I'm sure there was, but I'm just like, no wonder why people aren't getting my bills.
Because it's still here.
Yeah. So I had to go somewhere else on my break. I'm like, I'm not putting it in there.
Yeah,
I could just picture some schmo opening that up. Mm-hmm. Everything's flying all over.
No,
whoops. A nice windy
rolling
day.
Around in it.
But you've got to be like an incompetent.
Going out in the traffic and run over.
You got to be like an incompetent asshole to really just be like, oh, look, that bill's flying away. Oh, I'm not going to go get it. you know, it's just like,
I'm sure there's plenty of those.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that wouldn't
give two shits,
run into traffic to save a potential birthday card.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Or a nonsense letter or some kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, but you just got to be, like, that's the one thing I've learned in, like, so many years I've been working as this job. I said, you got to be really safe with whatever you're doing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Your vehicle, yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's all that kind of bullshit. But
I can never be a mailman. I'm too curious.
It's true.
I love, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
I love packages.
Oh, yeah.
It came in my head, and I was just like, this is going
to
sound really bad.
No.
No, but like,
at least it didn't come in your mouth.
Hard tight. Wow. Nice.
Wow, that sounded really bad. But anyway, like to see like a mail. A mail package. You know what?
To see an unopened mail package is just, it's so tempting.
And then to open it up.
Yeah.
And see what's inside.
You know, what the surprise is going to be.
Oh, I set myself up.
You're an ass.
I really am.
Life is like a mail package. You never know what you're going
to
get.
But you're
true.
Excited to get it.
Yep.
I think I've done that before, too.
Yeah.
What I just did.
Dumbass.
I love mail packages. So stupid.
It is terrible.
But I do. I like receiving a box in the mail. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's tempting.
Especially when it's an arcade stick.
Oops. What? Such a fucking nerd. Seriously, just move to Tokyo. You'd be a god there.
Yeah, you would.
Pretty much.
White guy with long hair
uh-huh.
who can play probably any video game.
Yeah.
Well, from circa 1992.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It's a commodity over there.
Yeah, you'd be like a god.
Actually, yeah, you'd probably be.
And you're a wrestler. Ding, 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 ding.
This is true. They wouldn't be able to resist.
You're like the trifecta. You're a long-haired nerd with
According to our friend Vendo, just being white is.
Yeah, that's already.
That's all they want is a white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that. A land of Asian women, and all they want is a white guy.
Hey.
Yep.
How many white guys did you say were? There's like
200
white
lot.
Guys?
Not a whole lot.
No.
Out of a whole lot of people.
We're overpopulated. We're underpopulated.
And like 25 million single women, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There's so many that they actually kill them when they're born.
It's
just
true.
Just like, you know what? We have enough.
Yeah.
You have two, you can't have more. Dead.
Yeah. Either sell them to slavery or kill them.
Or sell them down the river of death.
Or like in 300, just throw them off the cliff.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
What?
Speaking of sending
off female.
Babies, I think we talked about a story of a guy who was molesting his own daughter and had several children with them.
What was this?
With her. I think we brought it up.
We brought up many a story like this.
Was that an unaired?
I don't know.
Could have been unaired because it doesn't sound familiar.
But basically, he molested his daughter. I'm pretty sure it was his legitimate daughter. I don't know if it was a stepdaughter or not. Don't call me on that. I don't have the story in front of me.
Yeah.
But she had like two or three babies from them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he made her shove it down like an air shaft. And one of them actually survived and ended up in a foster home.
In the air shaft?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, I'm pregnant. Never mind, like, let's go get an abortion.
Yeah.
Have it, and then we'll shove it down the air shaft.
Why not? That's brilliant.
Oh, it's not right in the God's eyes to kill the child.
That's true. They probably were, like, hardcore Christians.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't keep it in your pants, keep it in the family, right?
Yep.
Am I right or am I right?
You're correct.
Right.
I am.
You are, as always.
So. How fucked up is that, though?
It is.
It's cute. The fact that the kid survived. Oh, yeah, it's adorable. Man.
I love that
word. The feel-good story. But he got arrested.
Good.
And the mother got arrested, too. Because apparently she was probably beating the hell out of the kid.
Okay.
And I just thought I'd bring that up.
It's fun.
It's great. The show is, like, completely... Like, all over the place, ADD style.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like MTV show. Oh, I wanted to talk about MTV.
Oh, no.
We got a couple
minutes.
Well,
I always get mad because MTV 2 came out.
Yes. Yeah.
And MTV 2 was basically MTV 1.
But cooler.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, MTV has a lot of shows on it. We know that. We're not going to take them off because they probably have good ratings because kids are stupid. So we're going to make MTV 2, and it's kind of like an underground thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Within a year, they were just playing like reruns of whatever was on MTV.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, kind of.
They
like,
still
maybe
have
2 years.
I know they still do. What's that like metal show? They
Headbangers Ball.
They still do with the original guy. I don't. I think they still do it.
I think it was on a couple years before we got it.
They
though.
Stopped it for a long time,
Oh, I know. They resurged it in MTV2.
For MTV2, yeah.
So I think they still do that.
Mm-hmm. I remember you
I know they still they play the Beavis and Butthead, mm-hmm. Aeon Flux and all that.
They play
that,
all like the cartoons, yeah.
But for the most part, it's all like
yeah.
either, what is it, fucking...
A lot of those dating shows.
Bam, the marriage,
that fucking Unholy Union. Oh, I can't stand those shows.
It's all that shit.
Or the Pimp My Ride shit. They do like 8 hours straight of that crap.
Yeah.
I don't. How much would it cost?
It is literally MTV 2.
The only time they actually do like straight up like where it's programming that's set up for one certain genre is on Sundays.
Yeah.
From like noon to seven, all they do is play hip hop, like either like blocks of hours of videos or like hip hop related like making of shit, yeah. stuff yeah. like that was
just
related.
MTV overflow.
It is. Yeah, it's whatever we don't feel.
How much would it cost to have an MTV that just plays nothing but music videos 24 hours a day?
Well, they
no
they,
random music videos, VH1, whatever genre, it doesn't matter. Just almost commercial free. How much would it really cost?
They have those stations, but they're just not popular enough.
The best channel on
they
that?
Have Much Music, which was based out of Canada.
Much Music was a Canadian.
And Fuse, which is in New York.
MTV, which
and Fuse, which
good.
Is in New York, which I think is only available on like DirecTV
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, my brother gets a text on that, but I've sat there.
Yeah, and they actually play music videos.
Well,
yeah.
they do like, wow. You know, they do stupid, like they do like, it's like a it's like content blocks.
Yeah.
Where they have a different person like
but
interviewing
the format
someone else.
Is based around music.
Music, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have some. They have some shows that are like, but they're still based around music.
Yeah, like the yeah. well, to have a show about a band, I don't mind because it's still based around music.
Yeah, yeah play
to have
their
a
videos.
Dating show on MTV,
no.
music television. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's DTV. It's dating television. That's all it is.
But like the best channel I've on our cable stations that actually plays videos constantly, but they don't play anything like that's too up to date.
VH1 Classic?
Yeah, VH1 Classic.
Yeah.
That's cool. They play up to stuff like 87, I think.
They have a 90s program, I think, that's on at like noon every day.
Oh, yeah, they do like they do blocks like ears, but when they're just,
yeah.
when it's nothing like that's not.
I think it's called, I think it's actually called The Alternative.
Yeah.
Where they do like late 80s, early 90s alternative yeah. videos.
But when they're not doing that, it's just straight hours upon hours of just video
yeah.
clips. We're like live recording, live
yeah.
video recordings.
Yeah. A lot of stupid shit. A lot of like Prince and like Leonard Skinner and. You know, they'll have like you know Ozzy and all that, like
yeah.
a lot of Southern rock stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they have every once in a while they'll have a jam on.
Yeah,
why not?
But it's
yeah.
not. That's
but
not
it's,
bad.
It's hard to sit through this.
I remember MTV2 when they first started out, like maybe the
oh,
first
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
When
it
was
sounded
just,
like a musical epiphany to me.
Yeah, when they had the VJ and they'd introduce the thing, maybe to talk about something goofy that was either in
yeah.
the video or the band, then play the video or they'd do like hours of just videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yep. that was it VH1 that has Insomniac Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like the sheep going across on the
mm-hmm.
on the little wheel. And we like, just play videos. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Just videos. That's all. Yeah.
And when do they put it on? 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Until 5 o'clock
when their
in the
normal
morning.
Programming
yeah.
goes off.
That's why it was Insomniac
yeah.
Theater.
Yeah. yeah. But that's the only place where you can find music videos is in mm-hmm. the middle of the night where the only person up is Matt and some drunk guy.
Yeah, and it's funny because like there was almost never a video I couldn't enjoy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So
even VH1, which was a video channel, is now...
Yeah, but they had all the lame videos. They had all
yeah.
the like,
yeah, like
Don
Yanni
Johnston
and yeah. but
Whitney Houston.
But still,
yeah.
they were still a video... Video
it was the
one.
PLJ
yeah.
of...
Yeah, they were...
Exactly.
And now and yeah. nowadays, what are they doing? Let me think. The Surreal Life...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, now they're all like pop culture stuff. Mm-hmm. That's like their new
and
thing.
And those
but they do
like,
those shows like the decade of
the
like
I love the
80s. I love the 90s.
Yeah.
I love the 80s.
Which is all music.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
it's all
well, it's all pop culture shit.
Yeah.
But they're still so fucking annoying that they did the I Love the 80s thing 3 times, and it's like,
yeah,
there's not that much shit that came out of the 80s, and you can do it a third time.
The first two were like great.
Yeah, you still, and you.
I love the 90s was fun up until maybe 96.
Yeah.
By 96, it was like.
What are you
pulling? That was the cutoff.
Yeah.
The golden age ended.
And by that time, it was just like, all right, this
just
stuff.
Just pulling shit out of the air.
It wasn't that long ago.
Just like, was it the third.
Not
I
only
love,
that, but it started getting bad.
The third I love the 80s. They're just pulling shit out. And you're just
yeah.
like. It's like.
Just like, remember the Benetton commercials? Like, no. What are you talking about?
Or like they were pulling out like obscure, like cartoon shows and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Oh,
like
remember Gem? It's like, yeah, well, I didn't want to, mm-hmm. but now that you
yeah.
said it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was pleasantly locked away in the annals of fucking
yes.
space-time.
Yeah, the third one
gone.
Was just the worst, and they just, like, besides Hal Sparks, who will whore himself out to any
oh,
show, it seems.
God. Yep.
Like, he'll be on everything. He doesn't give a shit.
I had his name, Hal Sparks.
That's terrible.
Sounds like a weatherman.
It just sounds bad.
And, and the thing is, he was on a, he was one of those guys who used to talk soup.
Yeah.
Like, yes. After, what's his name, Jim Henson left?
Jim Henson.
Jim Henson. You know what I mean.
John Henson. John Henson.
When John Henson. Henson.
And the guy before him I liked.
Kilburn? Oh. No. Kilburn was the first one, wasn't it?
No, not Kilburn. Kilburn was the Daily Show.
No, the other guy became an actor. Didn't he?
The fuck was his name?
I don't remember his name. But I liked him.
Anyway, Hal Sparks was supposed to take over for him, you know, when he left.
Yeah.
And he, I don't even think it lasted more than a month.
Mm-mm.
And then all of a sudden, Aisha Taylor came in and took over him.
I stopped watching after Henson left.
Yeah? I tried to watch it a little bit, and then it died. And now the one that they have now is
Greg
not
Kinnear?
Yes.
Yeah, Greg
really?
Kinnear.
That's it. Yep. Greg Kinnear.
I didn't realize that was him.
He was the original guy.
I didn't realize it was him.
Yeah, he, like didn't, he became an actor, right?
Yes.
Shit, that's right. It was
Greg
him.
Kinnear.
Yeah.
And now
it was really good when he was on, too, because things were interesting.
And now they have The Soup. Which yeah. is
The
on.
Soup?
Yeah. It used to be called something else, and then they reverted it back to
with,
being...
With Aisha Taylor?
No, no, no. It's somebody completely different. Aisha Taylor was the last Talk Soup host, and then they ended the show completely. They just took it off because there was nothing going on.
Well, they would talk about was... Well, that... Yeah. Just,
but now it's like... Now it's
but
more,
that show became like a drop compared to everything else. It's, everybody just covers everything.
Well, yeah. now the show that they have now is called The Soup. It's kind of, it's more, it's still in the vein of doing talk show shit that's on during the day, but it's more pop culture-y stuff. They'll bring up weird commercials or weird stuff found on YouTube and stuff like that.
So it's like Best Week Ever, kind of.
But better. I like that show much better than Best Week Ever. I can't stand that show.
Do they still
Best
have,
Week Ever. It's so boring.
Bad green screen with spoons flying
around? Yeah, no, not screw. No, he looks like he's standing behind like an LCD.
I can't believe that was Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear?
He looks like he's standing behind an LCD screen, like behind him, but you know it's green screen.
Yeah, obviously.
Because if somebody comes in there with the wrong thing on, it totally just morphs over them.
Oh, yeah,
it was funny when he did it, because it was like very... That was like when E was still in its kind of infancy.
Yeah.
So it was,
I loved E when
it was poor
started.
Quality. Mm-hmm. It was a bad green screen, and you could tell they were just like,
it was
all right, set up the camera, and this is what we're talking about.
It was just him sitting in a chair, static.
Like, he would just, like, look off camera, and they'd be laughing at each other and shit. It was pretty cool.
And the thing is, they still have the same people.
Yeah.
Like, they bring in these, like, you know, like, their production people,
mm-hmm.
or their cameramen. Some of the people are still the same people from, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
From when he was doing it. Like, they bring these guys up, like, they'll, you know, somebody will come up, and they'll just make a stupid joke about Greg Kinnear, like, oh, he was... Kinnear was better than you were. Like, it's just like it's something like out of the blue. Like, if only if you've been watching this show for that many years, you'd get the jokes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like so inside baseball. It's ridiculous.
They they have a show, a reality show, VH1, based around the Jerry Springer show. And
all
the booking and stuff.
It's like a recap show because the show's been off the air.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I think he still does something, though.
He does talk radio now.
That's it?
Yeah, does talk radio.
What a loser.
Oops.
Well, I think it's because the show ran out.
Yeah.
Oh, that stinks.
You got to stop that. Yeah. Fucking farting.
I mean, he became... That wasn't me. It was her.
He became an icon with that show.
Yeah, but it became the same shit over and over.
Well,
how many times?
Well,
oh, my God. Son of a bitch.
She
must be eating the same thing as you do. She just woke up, lifted her head up, and all of a sudden it started smelling horrific in here. Horrifically.
He did.
So it's...
The Springer Show got to the point.
4-pound dog.
The Terrible. Springer Show got to the point where they would, was it? They had a camera crew go to the house.
Yeah.
And film as if they were just, you know, filming normal life when you knew it was like scripted.
Everything got two staged. Then they couldn't show the fights.
Oh, I remember that.
So like they would cut to the audience.
That was right after Columbine, right?
Probably.
Yeah, because they freaked out about that. Yeah, they
were different that.
That and KMFDM. You can't get
either. Marilyn Manson.
Whoops. Oh, new Marilyn Manson album.
Why? Soon.
Because he still wants to make music and he has money.
He's doing a movie, too.
A movie?
Is he?
What?
About, who's the guy who wrote Alice in Wonderland?
I don't fucking know.
Wow.
Yeah,
go ahead and look it up there.
Blanks out.
What were you going to say?
No, but, like, Springer got to the point where it just got so ridiculous and so fake.
Oh, yeah, no, it was intentionally done that way.
Well, near the end it was.
He started releasing DVDs, basically, where he would just have...
Lewis Carroll?
Yes,
yeah,
Lewis Carroll.
Real name, Charles Dodgson?
I think the movie's called, like, Phantasmagoria or something like that.
Oh,
it's a movie he's been working on for years.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's he want to be, the next
Rob Zombie.
Oh, yeah, probably.
The next.
Anyway.
But, you know, that show got so bad, like it just fell apart, and I guess he decided to bow out, or they stopped his contract.
He still was doing those shows, though, not too many years ago.
No, well,
they were just, I think they were just DVDs he would release.
Well, now, yeah. Well,
too hot for TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing that.
Yeah, no, he
still
definitely
on the air.
Was. What?
It's still on the air in repeats, though.
Yeah, 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 but I'm talking brand new stuff.
Oh,
like,
I don't
only
know.
Within the last couple of years, he was still putting things out.
I know he's been doing the talk radio thing for like 3 years now, so yeah. That's all he's been doing. He's been pretty much keeping his eye on that, this political talk radio stuff.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, he was doing other things. That, you know, after The Ringmaster came out, remember that movie?
Oh, God.
After that came out, the show went, like, complete 180.
Right where the movie went.
Yeah, the movie stunk ass. But then, yeah, you see, I saw this, too. I saw this, and it pretty much it's reenactments of them coaxing people and stuff like that.
Is it reenactments, or is it supposed to be real?
I think it's supposed to be reenactments. I don't...
Because they said it's a reality series, so I would imagine it would be based in reality.
Well, it could have been based in reality at one point.
Maybe it's from a while ago?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care. It's a dumb show.
It is. Or that, have you seen the one with Monique, the Charm School one?
What? Yeah, we watched that the other day.
It's all the girls from the two...
Flavor of Love.
The two seasons of Flavor of Love that were all the girls that he kicked out.
Pretty much all the crazy ones,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
they put in like a charm school.
The ones who need the ones who need the money.
Yeah, and they have them do stupid shit.
And Monique is the one who's the...
Do they get naked?
No.
Yeah, and probably,
none of
eventually.
Not a lot of them you want to see naked anyway.
Yeah, just a couple.
They're kind of bony and beastly.
Yeah, or big.
Yeah.
A couple of big girls.
Big.
Some snappy editors.
Oh! Derek.
All right, we're at it.
That's horrible. You fired. Wow, it's only 12:10. Derek may get to sleep before 2.
Oh, God.
I hope so.
You're right.
What time do you have to be up tomorrow?
6.
I gotta be up at 7.
Yeah. Oh, man, I gotta fucking roll out of bed at like 2 tomorrow. I don't
know. Oh, man, that's tough. That's tough. All right, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We're on Cringe Humor Radio every Tuesday right after the BJ Radio Show and every Thursday after the Cousin Joe Show. Go to myspace.com/aristocratsradio. You can download our show.
Yeah.
How about that?
It'd be great.
And we're going to go.
Bye-bye.